news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It is the final day of the Supreme Court's current term, and a half dozen decisions have yet to be released. It's been a big win for pro-lifers at the High Court. A 6-3 ruling, the court says that South Carolina can withhold funding from Planned Parenthood. With the deadline, he said, fast approaching, President Trump is pressing Congress to get her done, pass that big, beautiful bill.
As Senate Republicans struggle with how to cut billions of dollars from health care, the president is touting the signature domestic policy bill. He told a White House audience that Congress needs to pass the legislation
to secure our borders, turbocharge our economy, and bring back the American dream.
The president said the measure includes record tax and spending cuts, plus more money for border enforcement. He wants it on his desk by July 4th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the president brings word of the signing of a trade deal with China. We're awaiting details. The president expects to seal a deal with another major trading partner, India, soon. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson urging the gunman who ambushed, shot and wounded two city police officers last night to turn himself in. If he doesn't, Johnson says there is no escaping the long arm of the law.
Know that the men and women of this department, on this police force, they're going to find you. They're going to arrest you, and you're going to be brought to justice anyway.
One of the officers suffers non-life-threatening injuries, but the other critically wounded. They were ambushed as they responded to a call of a man with a gun and then shots fired. Two human smugglers convicted in the deaths of 53 illegal aliens in a sweltering truck in Texas several years ago will be sentenced today. They face the prospect of life in prison. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 101 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits. America. With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available now at AwakeningFoundation.com. Third day, the 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
Good Friday morning, TGIF. 6:03, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And good morning. There's a problem early west of Frederick in western Maryland, eastbound I-70. Big wreck there, exit 42, west of Frederick. The word is right now that all the eastbound lanes are blocked. So that's going to put the interstate traffic down on State Road 144 onto Frederick Road. So be prepared for that right now. As far as we know, the westbound traffic is open through that area. Had a minor wreck about 10 minutes ago. They're still there. They're on the shoulder now. Southbound 95 after Camden Yards near the Caton Avenue ramp. So it's not a big deal right now. Had some flooding overnight. A lot of heavy rain in the area. Route 450 this morning near Annapolis may still have some barricades on 450. In the area at Rutland Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We have another chance of scattered showers and storms. The storms will last off and on throughout the day. Otherwise, it will be cooler with high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, we drop down to the low 70s with another chance of showers and storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Boy, what a temperature difference a day makes. Right now, Aberdeen, only 65 degrees. Baltimore is 68. They were 10 degrees warmer at this time yesterday. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Maryland's heat wave ends for at least a day as a cold front moves through the area. High temps that hovered around 100 degrees this week are expected to be around 80 today, with a chance of more scattered showers or thunderstorms. Heat expected to increase again over the weekend. Highs in the 90s, muggy conditions, and the heat index that once again could make temps feel like 100 degrees. Maryland Department of Health has announced a preliminary state prevention plan and firearm violence data dashboard. Health Secretary Dr. Mita Shishami says the dashboard and plan are critical tools that will help reduce gun violence across the state. City police investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in North Baltimore. Victim shot in the 5400 block of York Road about 3:30 in the afternoon, taken to a hospital in critical condition. And the body of a missing boater has been recovered from the McAfee. Maryland Natural Resource Police say the body of the 25-year-old woman found yesterday afternoon after she was last seen on Wednesday evening. The woman's vessel was found unmanned and anchored between Gibson Island and Dobbins Island with personal possessions on board. Investigators are working to determine the woman's cause of death. 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. When your feet aren't properly supported, it can affect your whole body, your back, your ankles. You might be thinking there's no way something as simple as Good Feet Arch Supports can help me. Well, that's exactly what Bill thought.
My feet would just ache, my back would hurt, my ankles, everything just hurt. And I'd seen the commercial several times before I finally said, I'm going to do this, and I'll be darned if it didn't work. I feel a million times better than I ever did.
Visit the Good Feet store for a free fitting and test walk. If you want to live free from pain, come visit the Good Feet store and take the first step towards a more comfortable, healthier you. Wendy's experience might inspire you too.
Since wearing my arch supports from the Good Feet store, my back pain is gone and my feet don't hurt as much. And as I look into the future without pain, I see myself being more adventurous, joyful, and full of possibility.
Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds were off yesterday. Begin a three-game set with the Rays tonight at Camden Yards. Tomo Sugano will get the nod for Baltimore at 6:35 with Ryan Pepiot taking the hill for Tampa Bay. You'll remember Pepiot struck out a season-high 11 Orioles in 8 innings against the Birds 11 days ago in a 7-1 Rays win. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Dodgers closed out a sweep of the Rockies.
And Ohtani swings, hits a drive, deep right center field, way back to the wall, it is gone, a home run! Shohei Ohtani!
Call on the Spectrum Sportsnet of L.A. Ohtani blasting his NL-leading 28th of the year. The Dodgers beat the Rockies 3-1. And finally, the hammer coming down yesterday on Justin Tucker, with the NFL levying a 10-week suspension on the former Ravens kicker for inappropriate behavior during massage therapy sessions. No pay. The suspension is one game less than the one levied against Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. Tucker's suspension will begin on roster cutdown day, August 26th. It'll last until November 11th. He is still free to try out and be signed by any other NFL team. Coming up in 30 minutes, Justin Tucker's statement yesterday leaves little doubt that he's guilty. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie, Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Pacey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It's Friday, June 27th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Welcome to the program. Coming up in this hour, the new DJS boss says she'll follow the state law, while the old one says, he quit because of human rights abuses. Congress has been briefed on the Iran strikes, and surprisingly,
certainly different versions of that briefing surfacing now. But the big story here today is the war on ICE. The left, the Democrats, and many have now taken these brave law enforcement agents, and they want to dox them, they want to unmask them, and they want to attack them. Several were arrested yesterday in the country for assaulting ICE officers. In fact, one leftist on TikTok says it's time to get a gun and kill them.
You can just kill ICE agents. You know that? You can just kill them. You don't have to hold your phone in their face and ask people when their birthday is and ask people what their name is and then try to find wherever they end up. In Los Angeles, you can kill them. This isn't about social media clout anymore. This isn't about video. This isn't about the phone. This is about get a gun and start killing ICE agents. They are deputized corrections officers. Kill them.
Yeah, okay, that's a call to action.
That is a call to action. That is against the law. That person, it is a woman posing as a man. And this is the second threat we've seen coming out of the left coast in this week. Remember we had Cynthia Gonzalez, the vice mayor of Cudahy, California?
Where the gangs protecting their turf.
Yeah, urging the 18th Street gangbangers and the Florencia gangbangers, who, by the way, have killed police officers in California. California Highway Patrol officers have been killed by these gangbangers, and we have a elected official advocating that they come and defend their turf, and now we have this leftist TikToker, don't know her name, but I'm sure that authorities, I mean, where is Pam Bondi on this? Where's the Justice Department? These people have to be pursued, they have to be investigated, and if necessary, they need to be charged. Yeah. I mean, the folks that just walked within 100 feet of the Capitol were charged on January 6th. They didn't commit any violent acts. They didn't commit any vandalism. They just walked within inside a geofencing perimeter, or they perhaps walked inside the Capitol like Dr. Simone Gold did and just read a statement. There was nothing that was against the law that day, but she went to jail for 2 months. So Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, they better start taking this seriously and treating this seriously. Otherwise, the very, very bad thing's going to happen to ICE agents and others in uniform.
We are Germany around 1936-37, Sean.
And then there's the threat, Mr. Mamdani, the Democrat, Socialist, Communist, Terrorist sympathizer, is threatening ICE agents in New York. Tom Holman was asked about that yesterday on Kudlow.
Mayor candidate, he hadn't won yet, but he won the Democratic primary, Zohran Mamdani. So he's saying, I mean, this is incredible. He's vowed to kick the, quote, fascist ICE out of New York City, okay? So how do you intend to deal with that? Because I would guess there are going to be a lot of criminals and Iranian cells and whatnot in New York City. The job's not done there. What do you say to this guy?
Good luck with that. Federal law trumps him every day, every hour of every minute. We're going to be in New York City. Matter of fact, because it's a sanctuary city, President Trump made it clear a week and a half ago. We're going to double down and triple down sanctuary cities. If we can't arrest a bad guy in the county jail, one agent arresting one bad guy, they release him in the streets like New York does every day, we got to send a whole team to look for this guy. And not only that, we're going to send additional teams to look for all the people they arrest. We're going to concentrate in sanctuary cities because we know they're releasing public safety threats and national security threats back to the street. So we know we got a problem there. So we don't have that problem in Florida where most sheriffs work for us. So we're going to double up and triple up on New York. And not only are we going to send more agents to the neighborhood, we're going to increase worksite enforcement tenfold. Yeah. If we can't arrest them in the jail, you're going to force them in the neighborhood, then we'll find them in the neighborhood. If we can't find them in the neighborhood, we'll find them at the worksite. So game on. We're coming.
Yeah. All right. But it's not just a game when you have people calling folks to get a gun and kill ICE agents. It's much more serious than that.
I sure hope they all have vests. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes on this Friday morning. Chuck Whitaker.
Good morning. The one big wreck is west of Frederick this morning, eastbound I-70. The report right now that all the eastbound lanes are blocked in the area of exit 42, several miles west of Frederick. So, again, that puts everybody down on Frederick Road, the detour route, which in that area runs parallel to I-70, and then you work your way back. So that's going to be a big problem right now for the traffic eastbound coming in from Hagerstown and the western part of the state. In the meantime, right here at 95, Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open. No delays at the Harbor Tunnels right now. And really no construction. Not yet. They're not working yet on 95 North in Harford County. So we're good there, Route 24. Later on after 8, we'll see if they come in and do some work on I-83 southbound at York Road. Right now, the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, scattered showers and storms on and off throughout the day today. High about 78. Overnight temperatures in the low 70s. Tomorrow back at it in the low 90s. Afternoon storms are possible as the humidity creeps back in here in the next couple of 24 to 36 hours. Right now, drizzle 69 in Annapolis. We've got cloudy skies 67 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. In a recent interview, Selena Gomez revealed that rapper Ice Cube was her early childhood crush. Does that mean she had a thing ice. For crushed ice? Yes, yeah. Actually, very easy. Very easy today. You mean it wasn't Steve Martin or Martin Short? I don't know. What was the name of that series that she was in with them?
I don't know. Never saw
Murder
it.
Murder in the Building or something like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. I never watched it.
Yeah, but I saw one episode.
All the murderers?
That was enough.
Yeah.
After being together for 9 years, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have called it quits.
Wow.
Called off their engagement and split up.
No.
And Orlando said, don't worry, there are plenty of other fake astronauts in space.
The Bloom is off the Katy.
That's right. White House is embracing the new nickname given to Donald Trump by NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, who appeared to call President Trump Daddy. And Donald Trump has encouraged everyone to call him Daddy now. Except maybe Tiffany, who knows. A new report out of the Washington Compost, America's top airport is Portland International Airport in Oregon.
No.
Yes.
That's the top. Why?
Yeah, that's a good question. The only thing that can ruin your experience to Portland is you're flying from Newark.
Yes.
But, yeah, I have no idea why they named it the top.
Nelly, I have three flights a day.
Well, maybe because it's just on time. I mean, that would that would change.
I'm sorry, that's just... Nah, really.
Yeah.
That's a bribe. I'm sorry, that's not believable.
Seven airlines now. It was six the other day. Seven airlines are leaving BWI.
Leaving?
Leaving altogether. Wow. No more service.
Seven?
Including Air Canada and Icelandic Air.
Mm-hmm.
One that left last year, JetBlue.
Yep.
They left. Yeah, they're just, some of them are having issues within the airline, but I don't think it's BWI, which I think is a great airport.
Yeah.
I've been through a lot of airports, and BWI is one of the finer ones.
Get their luggage and their rental car crap fixed up, it'd be all right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're changing. They're changing the baggage stuff right now.
Yeah, at least we still have Pan Am and Peoples.
Yes.
Yeah, People's Express.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember U.S. Air?
Texas International.
All right. Eastern. Remember Eastern Airlines?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. TWA.
Twa.
Wow, we're really...
You know, I was actually on the runway one night. I talked to a guy who invited me down. I took a picture of the Pan Am 747 that used to take off and go to Paris from BWI. Took pictures of it taking off from the side of the runway.
Right.
That was something to see, brother.
And remember the SST?
Yeah.
The supersonic transport?
Yep.
They're bringing that back, I hear. So they're talking about a new high-speed jet from the continental United States over to Europe, which will... It takes about, what, 6-7 hours now to get to England?
Normally,
is that what it is?
Now they're talking about three.
Yeah, now they're talking about three, which
That's
would be
pretty
great.
Damn fast.
Yeah. Imagine a trip to California if you did use the supersonic transport.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It's a five-hour, six-hour trip. It would cut that in half.
Or to Hawaii.
Or Hawaii, yeah. That's a long haul.
It is.
That's about
6 hours to San Francisco, another six
five
hours.
5 hours.
Yeah, five hours.
It's an 11-hour flight. I've done it twice, and it's a long flight.
You're bragging.
And the best way to do it is to split it up. Spend some time on the West Coast, and then go over.
But you can go to Bermuda in an hour and a half.
You can.
Yeah.
And,
that's where I would go.
Or Grand Cayman.
I like Bermuda.
Or Grand Cayman, where Chuck visits on a regular basis.
Grand Cayman, go check my accounts.
Usually make deposits.
Sure. Yeah, and some withdrawals on occasion.
Yes.
Chuck there are likes, casinos down there, you know.
Chuck likes Bermuda because of the dark and stormies.
That's right. By the way,
Gosling's 150 proof.
It's drive your Corvette to work day. Did you drive yours, Chuck?
I did not because it's going to rain.
Oh, okay.
You can't drive a Corvette in the rain.
All right. It's also National Bingo Day, so now we have something that you can do once you hang it up.
I'll hang it up when you hang it up. Let's see who lasts the longest.
That's right. All right, we're going to have a little friendly wager. Okay. Who can outlast the other? You know?
Only one thing's going to stop me if I'm dead.
Don't say that.
So you actually have a contract that does not allow.
No. We've heard some of your reports; they've expired. But you are very.
That's nice.
You are very lively.
That's. Where do you see the next one? Speaking of which, you said something about some light mist in Annapolis. Yeah, it's foggy there.
Yeah.
On the Bay Bridge.
Yeah, it started. I pulled into work this morning. You start getting this, you know, that mist, that drizzle. That it's not really drizzle. It's not even rain. It's just a mist. You're vapor.
You're a lot of humidity.
You're inside a cloud.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, which kind of describes most of your performance here on the show.
Yes, exactly. He's always a little bit damp.
Yes, yes, yes. Moist. We like the word moist.
Don't say that.
When describing
Bruce. I don't like that word.
All right.
Moist.
All right,
I don't like
Chuck's in a couple. Okay. 620, 20 minutes after the hour. Join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. I just think it's time that the Justice Department gets serious, A, about these people that are making threats against law enforcement agents, and B, the leakers. We'll get to that a little later on in the show. Now it's believed that the Pentagon leak was from the DIA and then was given to a Democrat on Capitol Hill, and they leaked it. So we'll see.
They should both be spending
some
jail time.
The FBI is investigating. We'll see what happens. 621, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Big day at the Supreme Court. A couple of big decisions are expected today, including the nationwide injunctions decision, birthright citizenship.
Birthright citizenship.
And the Mahmoud versus Taylor, that's one in Montgomery County, where religious parents weren't allowed to opt out from objectionable curriculum books and so on and so forth that would undermine or contradict their faith. So that's two big decisions. Yesterday was a big decision. Supreme Court decided it was okay to defund Planned Parenthood. Within Medicaid. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show.
623 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
We're looking at the area around Sandy Point here at Oceanic Drive on 15. As we said, there's a little bit of fog, a little bit of haze now. Some of the areas, looks like the roadways, though, still basically dry and no issues right now. From the main span at the Bay Bridge, traffic eastbound is clear if you're making the early ride today. Maybe heading down to the beach early just to beat all the rush. And for right now, we're open through that area. The big wreck is west of Frederick, eastbound I-70 closed in the area of the 42-mile marker, and they're sending all that traffic down onto Frederick Road. So we go from interstate travel to just regular surface street traffic, and that's going to be a big delay. Several miles are closed on the eastbound side of I-70 because of that wreck. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Friday. It's going to be a wet day today. Showers and storms on and off throughout the day. 78, the expected high. Temps will be in the low 70s overnight. And then the heat gets ratcheted back up tomorrow. It'll be hot and humid. 92. Afternoon storms possible tomorrow. Right now, cloudy. 67 in Columbia. It is 65 in Reisterstown. President Trump yesterday accused the Democrats of leaking the dubious intel assessment report on U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear sites. On Truth Social, he wrote, the Democrats are the ones who leaked the information on the perfect flight to the nuclear sites in Iran. They should be prosecuted. End of quote. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the Iran intelligence report was likely leaked from Congress.
Here today, I know you're looking for this leaker. Is it your belief, I know you said earlier you're not sure if it's on Capitol Hill or at the Pentagon, but is it your belief that it might be in Capitol Hill? And how confident are you that you'll find this leaker?
Well, I'm not personally looking for the leaker. The FBI is looking for the leaker, so you'll have to ask them in the Department of Justice in terms of this investigation. But, you know, leaking top-secret classified intelligence is a crime, and people need to be held accountable for that crime.
And can I just ask you about how you're going to be limiting intel to Congress? What would you say to lawmakers who say they have oversight privileges, they need this information?
This administration wants to ensure that classified intelligence is not ending up in irresponsible hands, and that people who have the privilege of viewing this top-secret classified information are being responsible with it. And unfortunately, clearly, someone who had their hands on this, and it was a very few people, a very few number of people in our government who saw this report, that person was irresponsible with it, and we need to get to the bottom of it, and we need to strengthen that process to protect our national security and protect the American public. Mary Margaret, go ahead.
I hope to get to the bottom of it, and I agree with Karoline Leavitt. This is a very serious breach of top-secret classified information.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the submariner that was taking a picture on the submarine, just happened to get the nuclear reactor in the background? He was taking a selfie to send to his wife and children. There was no intent to sabotage. There was no intent to sell that. There was no intent. But he actually went to jail because it was classified information. Why are our members of our military and others treated differently than members of Congress? And she said it was a limited number in Congress that had access to this intel. I would think it would be very easy to find, unlike the person that leaked the Supreme Court ruling before Dobbs' decision came out. Remember that?
Yep.
They're still looking for that one. Maybe A.G. Bondi can get off Fox News long enough to find that. But I just think that you should really limit. I don't think there should be big meetings of maybe, I don't know whether it's the Gang of Eight or whether you select two from each party, from each house, whatever it is. That's it. Just limit. So at least you've consulted with Congress and they know. But the less people that know about something in Washington, the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, but it seems to me one should be able to figure out who within the DIA had access to the information and figure out which that individual is, and then from there figure out to whom it was leaked. And those individuals, both of them, in my view, should be put on trial, and if convicted, they should be doing a hard time.
Yeah. If I were President Trump, I would task those at the DIA, then charge, find the leaker.
Yeah.
Okay? Make them do a lie detector test. Do whatever you have to. Find the leaker, punish the leaker, and maybe in exchange for leniency on the leaker, who'd you give it to?
Yeah,
I want a name. It's not going to be a Republican. I'll tell you that right now. It's going to be a Democrat that we find out somebody in and it would not surprise me.
Or Chris Murphy.
I don't know. I don't have no names. It could be anybody at this point. But I think it's got to be somebody that's pretty high up that feels protected.
Yeah,
you know. Because I think, the lower-level members of Congress in the House and Senate, I don't think they would dare but somebody who's protected, it's got, years of service, it's maybe on the Senate Intel Committee or the House Judiciary, the House Intel Committee, maybe it's one of those. I don't know. But seriously, it is time to get serious about people threatening to kill ICE agents and law enforcement officials in this country. And it's time to stop these leaks, these insane leaks that jeopardize our troops in harm's way, that jeopardize our national security, and make us look like the Keystone Cops, like we don't know what the hell we're doing. And I think if anybody is going to put an end to it, everybody's going to put a stop to it, it's going to be President Trump.
Yeah, it's about time, because we've been talking about this topic for a couple of administrations, and the inclination of some people who think, I'm special, so I'm going to start giving away secret information, even if the information should be out there. You say, now I'm I'm a whistleblower, I'm protected. No, to me, that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to go through channels and make sure that the approval is there. If the approval is not there, then you push harder, you rattle the cage more until somebody pays attention.
Is President Trump right to want to limit access to Congress?
Yes.
Classified intel?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Your thoughts, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, more on that congressional briefing on the Iran strikes and different versions emerging from that. It's 6:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Maryland's heat wave ends for at least a day as a cold front moves through the area. High temps that hovered around 100 degrees this week are expected now only to be about 80, with a chance of more scattered showers or thunderstorms. The heat expected to increase again over the weekend. Highs in the 90s, muggy conditions, and a heat index that could make temps feel like 100 degrees. The Maryland Department of Health has announced a preliminary state prevention plan and firearm violence data dashboard. Health Secretary Dr. Mina Shishamini says the dashboard and plan are critical tools that will help to reduce gun violence across the state. City police investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in North Baltimore. Victim shot in the 5400 block of York Road about 3:30 p.m. yesterday, taken to a hospital in critical condition. Homicide detectives are investigating due to the severity of the man's injuries. And the body of a missing boater has now been recovered from the McAfee. Maryland Natural Resources Police say the body of the 25-year-old woman was found yesterday afternoon after she was last seen on Wednesday evening. Her vessel was found unmanned and anchored between Gibson Island and Dobbins Island, and personal possessions on board. Investigators are working to determine the woman's cause of death. Families of five students who accused a former teacher of sexual abuse are speaking out after his acquittal on most charges earlier this month. Athira Vignaraja joined the families yesterday for a press conference at Severna Park Elementary School, where Matthew Schlegel committed the alleged abuse. The families say they are outraged by the system failures that allowed the injustice to occur. Schlegel was found not guilty on 18 of 21 charges. I'm sorry, 18 of 21, yep. And then that does not mean that a person is innocent, that he will represent the families as they move forward. It's coming up on 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. This is how far we've fallen in public education. Evolution has replaced creationism, feminism, transgenderism, sodomy, and adultery supplant biblical ethics on sex. Private property is despised and communism is exalted. Textbooks scorn our Judeo-Christian heritage. Teachers indoctrinate their students in critical race theory, spreading lies of structural racism and systemic police brutality in present-day society. As a Christian pastor, I would be negligent in my calling if I didn't encourage Christian parents to find alternative education for their children, whether in private schools or by way of homeschooling. I know this is not always easy to do, but sacrifices sometimes have to be made, and this is a cause that's worthy. Scripture tells us that if we train up a child in the way he should go, that when he is old, he will not depart from it, and that is a decision that God will bless. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Pick three, lottery number 786. Your pick four, 7489. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We're getting some fog and some haze in the areas. Again, as we talked about, there might be a little mist in the air, but I don't see it's reacting to the roadways at this particular point. Looking at some flashing lights here, northbound 95 before the bridge at Joppa Road. If you're coming up from White Marsh Boulevard, you're heading out to Harford County. I'm not sure this is the contractor. Maybe a minor wreck, but a number of flashing lights on the right side, on the right shoulder, on northbound 95 after Callanton Avenue and up before the bridge at Joppa Road. Baltimore City Police with a new wreck now in the Canton area at Boston Street at Clinton. Heads up coming into Frederick. There's a big wreck on I-70 eastbound near exit 42. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We have another chance of scattered showers and storms. The storms will last off and on throughout the day. Otherwise, it will be cooler with high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, we drop down to the low 70s with another chance of showers and storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage.
coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. As the Birds prepare for a three-game set with the Rays beginning tonight at 635, the team is still fending off questions about their offensive output. Three times in the last five games, the Birds have been near no-hit into the sixth inning and beyond. Manager Mancelino defending his lineup.
In terms of accountability, I think when you see how these guys prepare every day and how they go about their business and what the intensity levels in the dugout, there's a ton of accountability, but it's still baseball, you know, and you have tough nights at certain times. So,
and tonight they'll face Ryan Pepiot, the right-hander who struck out 11 when the Birds were in Tampa 2 weeks ago. Game time is 6:35 with the Rays tonight. Meanwhile, despite being 12 under after 80 games of the season, the Birds could have two starters in the All-Star game. Phase one voting is over. Ryan O'Hearn leads at DH, and Jackson Holliday is in second place at second base. All vote totals now will be reset, and the top two recipients at each position will go head-to-head in a fresh round of fan voting, which runs from noon on Monday through noon on Wednesday. The 95th All-Star Game is July 15th at Truist Park in Atlanta. The NFL has made its decision on Justin Tucker, levying a 10-week suspension on the former Ravens kicker. Suspension runs from August 26th to November 11th. Tucker is a free agent now and is still eligible to be signed by any NFL team. Speaking of kickers, Maryland football embroiled in a kicker controversy. Richmond head coach Russ Huseman is accusing the Terps of tampering with his kicker, Sean O'Hare, offering $50,000 to transfer, which he did. O'Hare says that the $50,000 offer was not true, but he wanted to go to Maryland, higher level competition. And finally, an interesting situation developing for Derek Queen. The Baltimore native was the number 13 pick in the NBA draft, going to the Pelicans. Derek Queen had an NIL deal with Dairy Queen that will now carry over into his professional career. But the Pelicans arena is called Smoothie King Arena. So what to do with that? Derek Queen was asked.
Man, it's a lot of creative people out here, so I don't know what they going to do. They might call Queens of Kings or something like that, being creative, but
I'm sure it's all going to work out for Derek Queen. The time now is 6:37 when we return the statement from Justin Tucker.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Can the city of Baltimore give Derek Queen an NIL deal or whatever deal and have him, like, you know, I'm from Baltimore, like, logo or something? Like, is that something that could happen?
Like, yeah, they could. They could, sure, do that.
Right. The city of Baltimore could do that.
They could make him a spokesperson or something. I mean, the Pelicans, the NBA, have a separate deal. They wouldn't be able to do anything along those lines.
But I play for the Pelicans, but I'm from Baltimore.
Yeah, exactly.
Justin Tucker's statement, okay? I want to hear what you guys think about it. This is from his representative, Rob Roche. Quote, "We are disappointed with the NFL's decision. Justin has always strived to carry himself in a way that would make his family and community proud. He stands by his previous statements. In order to put this difficult episode behind him and get back on the field as soon as possible, we've advised Justin to accept this resolution and close the matter. The people who know Justin best know his character and understand that while he remains fully committed to excellence as a football player, he is deeply dedicated to his most important lifetime roles, father, husband, friend."
I don't think that's an admission of guilt.
No. Not at all.
Yeah, no. What's interesting is that, but there's no intent. Is this an appealable decision by the NFL?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
They're watching history. So somebody will pick him up by midseason, and he'll go kick very well for somebody else.
I guess the one question that still gnaws at me is, if he's innocent, why hasn't he fought for it? Why hasn't he vociferously come out and try to defend himself? He's not done that.
Well, I mean, you look at it, his agents probably tell him to, you know, keep a low profile, yeah, at this point, and maybe he doesn't want to drag his family through, you know, what's already been a very sordid, salacious, embarrassing episode.
Well, he doesn't want to drag his family through it, I'm sure, number one. And number two, his representative has said, look, let it go. You're going to be signed by somebody. Yeah. I'm sure somebody's going to sign him.
Yeah.
And you'll just move on.
I'm wondering
from there.
Can he kick without pay?
No.
Let's say he's suspended. He's suspended.
Right.
He can't work out. He can't be on a roster.
No, not at all. Until November 11th.
Okay.
Somebody who's going to be in the playoff hunt is going to need a kicker, and they're going to get him.
Yeah. All right. You're right.
Bottom line.
All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39:21 before the hour of 7 o'clock. One of our listeners texts again using the brand new WCBM mobile app this morning. This is Matt. He says he's confused. I thought no one leaked the info on the Iran bombing, and that was one of the reasons it was successful. Well, it wasn't on the methodology, sources, and practices. It was on the damage, the battle damage assessment leak that the DIA allegedly did, and it was, you know, just inconclusive. It went from minimal damage to it could be severe damage, but they cherry-picked it and leaked it to CNN, AP, and the New York Times, saying it was minimal, that it didn't do as much damage as the Trump administration had concluded.
No, I've not had the opportunity to read this piece, but the idea somehow that what's been described as a very tentative, very early analysis with a number of linchpins in it, in other words, a number of places you pull the linchpin, the whole thing falls apart, right? That was released as if it were gospel, to me, is offensive. It's also dishonest to the media to go with it, understanding that that was the case. It just fell out, and it indicates they do have an agenda here.
Yeah.
Chris Murphy, a Democrat senator, and a very, very happy with being a Democrat senator, he has a very different view. He says, well, of course it's no confidence because it's too early for them to have high confidence.
You know, there is always going to be low confidence in assessing a strike in a foreign country designed to destroy something underground. We don't have cameras underneath there. We don't know exactly what we hit or what we didn't hit. But the initial assessment of DIA, of the photograph, evidence is that they did not fundamentally destroy those assets. And what we also know is that the Iranians were successful in moving a lot of the enriched uranium out of Fordo.
Of course, that is not what they said. That's not what the report says. The report does not say that. He's making this stuff up, but he decides as long as I've... Look, if you buy the lie... as the basis for the argument, then the whole argument is going to hold together. If you point out the lie, the whole argument falls apart. So he expects to be able to buy the lie that somehow this is a high confidence situation, that we should know that people, look, the Israelis, the Iranians, the IAEA, everybody in the world has said it got crushed over there. But for Chris Murphy, for the Democrats here in this country, it's far better for them politically to say it was a failure, thus Donald Trump is a failure, thus now we have something to run on in the off-year elections. It's crass. It is highly political, and of course, it's Chris Murphy.
If we didn't destroy the 60% enriched uranium, they frankly don't need that many centrifuges in order to continue to enrich up to nuclear grade. So, listen, they're mad. They're furious. You can see it in their voice because they got caught in a lie. They got caught in a lie.
They got caught in a lie. Really? What's the lie? I mean, genuinely, what is the lie? They got caught in the lie. This is Chris Murphy saying that, the cover-up
is
not what
it all has to do with the term obliterated. And so now they're getting hung up on obliterated, decimated, destroyed. All of them have been used by the Atomic Energy Commission, by the Israelis. I read a couple reports yesterday by scientific analysis that, they believe that it was destroyed. The only question is, the uranium, the enriched uranium. And they may not be able to get to that because it's at the bottom of a rock pile inside the mountain.
Yeah, the Israelis say they know exactly where that stuff is, which would indicate either they put a tracking device on it as it left the facility, or it is buried under a mountain. Either way, that minimizes the risk to us, at least. 6:43 right now. By the way, comments on that coming up from John Kennedy. Right now, traffic weather on the threes. It is, Chuck Whitaker.
David Muir says they'll be back in business in 2 months.
David. Oh, okay.
Noted nuclear scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll check back in 60 days and see how he did.
They already changed their tune like three nights in a row. They went a little bit more this way, a little bit more this way. Oh, and oh, by the way, we don't know. Our sources say. Okay.
Yeah. Don't blame it on the source.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do, because a source is a source.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Jeez. Sorry.
He does look like
you
Mr.
Know
Ed.
What? And the one thing we know about you, Chuck, is you can't talk to a source, of course.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
I don't even know where they came from. Eastbound I-70 still, well, let's just say, here's the new update. Eastbound I-70, two right lanes are blocked now, so some traffic is getting by, coming into Frederick, 62-mile marker for that traffic coming eastbound. Make that exit 42, and at that point, very slow traffic, but at least now some traffic is getting by in the left-hand lane, so you don't have to detour any further going down to 144 on Frederick Road, but it's still going to be probably like a half an hour delay for the traffic coming in eventually from Hagerstown and into Frederick on I-70 eastbound. There was some flooding overnight. Heads up northwest of Annapolis. 450 always floods in that area between Davidsonville Road and the intersection at Rutland Road. So there may still be some high water in that area. Everybody's good on the Beltway. Nothing major at the tunnels. City police with a wreck in Canton at Boston Street and Clinton showing on the southeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, scattered showery storms intermittent throughout the day today. Of course, 78 for the high, back down to the low 70s, and then the heat and humidity return for tomorrow and the weekend. Low 90s, afternoon storms possible for your Saturday. Right now, cloudy 68, Middle River 65 in Forest Hill. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of...
You know, Porcupine, for a guy without brains, you're a genius.
All right. Things get a little bit, desperate at Dunkin'. Sabrina Carpenter has a new summertime drink at Dunkin'. It's called Sabrina's Strawberry Daydream Refresher.
Oh.
She also made a new ad for it. You be the judge.
Hello there, Dunkin' Daydream Hotline. What can I do for you today? You're hot. I see. I think I know what you're really craving. A strawberry daydream refresher.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did you? Creamy cold foam and strawberry bliss. Sabrina's strawberry daydream refresher. Only at Dunkin'.
Some are saying it's too suggestive.
You think?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
That's right. Chuck is going to make a beeline to Dunkin' right after the show.
That's pervoice.
A strawberry daydream refresher. Not to be confused with the Bailey's daydream refresher.
Yes, we're just...
Or a Bailey's early morning refresher.
Sitting right over here to my right.
Or a Bailey's in the middle of the night refresher.
Sitting right over here to my right.
Subway's offering a Happy Gilmore meal. Customers can make any combo or meal of the day a Happy Gilmore meal for an extra buck. It includes one of four cups with different characters for the new Happy Gilmore 2, which debuts July 10th. The Netflix movie debuts July 25th. You can start getting the meal on July the 10th, right, just before the movie. Happy Gilmore 2, starring Adam Sandler.
No.
Heinz has named DJ Mustard Chief Mustard Officer, and dropping its first flavor in 10 years. So, again, are you a Heinz mustard guy or French mustard guy or Grand Poupon?
I like the grainy stuff.
Oh, you like the stone ground?
Yeah. Except on hot dogs.
Goldens? You like the Goldens?
Goldens is good on hot dogs, yeah.
Yeah, actually, you know what? The best stuff on hot dogs is out of Cleveland. I can't remember the brand name, but it's a ballpark mustard there. It is amazing mustard.
Good stuff?
Yeah, I have a
friend. Is it a yellow mustard or golden mustard?
It's a yellow mustard. Yeah, kind of yellow-brown. Mm. It's kind of halfway between. It's just tremendous.
Yeah. Chuck enjoys cut the mustard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I play cut the cheese.
I knew that was coming.
Well, he set it up. I just knocked it out.
I know. Yep.
Red Lobster welcoming back Crab Fest for 2025. New crabby stuffed mushrooms. I'm not sure about this one. New crab topped asparagus.
No.
Crab topped potato.
Makes your pee smell funny.
New steak Oscar. New salmon Oscar. Crab your way. A pound of crab legs prepared your way, served over crispy potatoes with a side.
Oh.
Crab carbonara. That's a pasta dish. And then they've got drinks, too. Purple Haze by Dre and Snoop.
Purple Haze?
Yes. It's got gin, desert pear, lemonade, and sparkling gold shimmer. Passion Star Spritz and Starry-Eyed Surprise includes the Patron Silver Tequila. I might like that one.
At least it's not sparkling gold Schumer.
Yeah. I remember back in the day that Chuck would wander through the hall singing, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy."
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yesterday we talked about Frank's Pizza.
Yes.
It's an Overly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of listeners said it was an Overly, so we thank them for that.
Okay.
Best taco, according to Baltimore Magazine, Taco Love Grill. Place that Chuck used to hang out years ago on the block.
Do they serve the strawberry?
There are many different tacos on the block.
The strawberries, yes. Best view was given to Nick's Fish House, right over the Hanover Street Bridge there,
yeah,
on Industrial Drive. Yeah. Been there many, many times. Second place went to Bygone. You know, that's upstairs at the top there. It's really nice.
Bygones.
Best wine list went to the Prime Rib.
Yeah.
Best wings, Kisling's Tavern. Mm-hmm. And the best wedding cake, Sugar Baker's, which is in Catonsville.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I was going to say, you know, they did a lot of stuff there at the Hanover Street Bridge. That used to be pretty bad.
Yep.
And they really fixed it up.
Oh, my God. It was so bad that it was like a bombed out bridge. There were major potholes. Some potholes, you could actually see some of the, right through the
rebar.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you could see the water.
Yeah, you could see the water right through it. I was like, I'm not driving over this bridge again until they fix it, which now, they finally did.
What was that, a big electrical plant or something that was right there?
Right.
Well, now did they knock that down?
Yeah, well, now they're developing all of that area. Now,
okay, yeah,
so you got homes back in there now and stuff.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, but that's where Nick's Fish House is, right there
on the northwest branch of the Patapsco.
Yes, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it. See you at a couple 6:50.
While Chuck kisses this guy,
10 before the hour. And coming up next, the new DJS boss says she's going to follow state law.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash, featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA/SIPC.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, we are the Morning Drive. On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, coming up right after 7 o'clock in the morning. Newt and Joy Behar disagree on Donald Trump. Gee, what a shocker that is. You'll hear from both of them during the 7 o'clock hour. And the auto pen scandal gets bigger and bigger and has all kinds of kind of curious constitutional complications that are going to have to be addressed out of this thing. So that's coming up and more during the 7 o'clock hour right here on the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's at 6:53 once again. It's Jimi Hendrix, traffic and weather on the threes.
Something happening here on the Beltway Inner Loop after Greenspring. Can't quite see what it is, but it sure looks like it may be a wreck on the Inner Loop between Greenspring and the JFX. They're coming to a halt right now, right at the ramp at Greenspring. So if you're coming over from Reisterstown Road and from Park Heights Avenue, heads up. We'll get a confirmation on that, but that's what it looks like right now. And it is affecting the Inner Loop very quickly right now after the ramp at Greenspring. The Outer Loop is still clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, showers and storms throughout the day today, 78 tonight, 71 for the low, and then the heat cranks back up with humidity tomorrow. Low 90s, afternoon storms are possible. Right now, cloudy, 69 in Dundalk. It is 67 in Parkville. And yesterday, as we were going off the air, we mentioned that Vinny Schiraldi, the fired DGS secretary, wrote an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun paper saying why I left the Department of Juvenile Services. He claimed human rights abuses. He said that kids were, he was frustrated, their outcomes worsened after months of nothing happening in cases while they sat presumed innocent in my facilities. After long waits, many of their cases amounted to nothing or dismissed, sending them home with no help. I imagine this happening to my own children. Was appalled. My participation in this harmful farce left a stink on me that won't soon wash off. Well, apparently the stink started at Rikers Island and followed him all the way to D.C. and here to Maryland. Apparently that was the stink that didn't wash off. But he was upset about a bill that Will Smith had introduced that would change the system from automatically charging as adults to automatically charging them as juveniles. You could still charge them as adults, but they want to change an automatic charging to children versus adults. And because that didn't happen, that didn't even get out of committee, he said that's the reason why he wanted out. And then he gives all these statistics of, you know, all the other stuff and just said this was human rights abuse that he could not be part of. So the incoming DGS boss, Betsy Fox Tolentino, sat down, as you know, with Mackenzie Frost recently. And we talked with Mackenzie yesterday morning about it. And she did say that and of course, government speak in the way that these officials, elected officials, or appointed officials, I should say, she's not elected, the way they, you know, so they must go to some course or something where they learn to speak like this, in which she says she is going to follow state law.
And what I bring is a renewed focus to our operations, ensuring that our operations align with our Maryland laws and statutory framework.
You said that it's important for DJS to follow the laws. Do you believe that under your predecessor that wasn't happening?
I believe that we have to ensure that our operations are very closely aligned. And so I'm going to dig in and see where do we need to make some tweaks to be able to make sure that, again, we're following all the rules that are set out for us in a way that gets the best outcomes for our young people.
I just think, yeah, I'm going to follow the law. Now we have to have these, we're going to be working within the statutory framework. We're going to find out that our goals are closely aligned and for best possible. I mean, you know, come on, we don't need all the flowery embellishment. Meanwhile, Mackenzie talked with Sheriffs Gaylor and DeWeese about repeat offenders and the main problem with DGS.
I know our commanders would like to see some sort of, a matrix or some sort of accountability matrix or something that we could look at to know that if we pick up an individual, you know, on a repeat offense, you know, second time they've been arrested for stealing cars or the third time they've been arrested for stealing cars, that juvenile services is not just going to arbitrarily say, let them go.
Was that escalation policy or that plan, was that not outlined for you before?
There's nothing like that that exists.
Yeah, nothing. And so Mackenzie asking Ms. Tolentino about the threat to public safety and what she's going to do about that.
Do you believe that there is a place for detention when public safety is at risk, even if it's not a repeat offense?
And our law tells us that's when we're supposed to use it. So I believe in ensuring that we are following our statutory framework in a way that gets our young people what they need.
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow the law. And she went on to say, look, they're required to notify state's attorneys and law enforcement agencies and the like when they're releasing these violent offenders.
A lot of the sheriffs say if they had some sort of policy that they knew what was going to happen to these kids so that they know, you know, they're tired of picking up kids 10, 12, 14, 15, 16 times for the same thing. How does that keep happening?
You know, our statutory framework does require us to notify law enforcement of nearly all our decisions that we make. So we need to make sure that's happening so everyone's informed. Also, I think that's where we really need to dig in on our partnerships to make sure those lines of communication are very clear pathways that are effective and efficient. Because we're going to get to a better place.
All right, we understand we got a traffic situation breaking as we speak. Chuck, what's going on?
All right, well, we thought the wreck was on the inner loop near Greenspring. Turns out it's a vehicle sitting sideways on the outer loop as you're coming up the hill from the JFX. So the equipment is all just arriving, center of the roadway block, outer loop west of the JFX. That's it. Thanks.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Update coming up in just about 4 minutes for you here on the Morning Drive with Casey and Ellie. But seriously, all that flowery embellishment of government speak, it appears to me Schiraldi was not following the law, the statutory framework or whatever, and Tolentino suggests that she wants to do it, but we don't get a firm commitment there. She doesn't come right out and say, I will follow law, unlike my predecessor.
It depends on the statutory framework, don't you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, still to come, coming up next, the Biden auto pen abuse investigation is heating up.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. On Capitol Hill, high dramas. Congress edge into the weekend. President Trump's big, beautiful bill facing challenges from House conservatives as well as the Senate's parliamentarian. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana hopes that Senate Republicans pass their version of the legislation with minimal changes before sending it back to the House.
Well, the jury's still out on what those modifications are going to be. I will have to wait about 72 hours for the bill to lay over before we can vote, but the plan would be if it's in shape that we can use it, then we'll pass it and approve it on probably Tuesday. It would also allow for the president to have a big, beautiful bill signing on Independence Day, and I certainly hope we can keep that deadline.
Speaker Mike Johnson's full this week on Capitol Hill interview can be heard starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Following a classified Senate briefing, Senator Tom Cotton says no doubt the U.S. and Israel have struck a major blow to Iran's nuclear program, and Iran's foreign minister acknowledges significant damage to his country's nuclear infrastructure. Supreme Court may release a half dozen decisions today, including a ruling on President Trump's bid to deny birthright citizenship to the U.S.-born children of illegal aliens. Two police officers ambushed, shot and wounded in Milwaukee last night.
We should be praying for our police officers, and that's exactly what I've been doing. When I found out that the situation here happened.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson.
And it's a sad day.
He's urging the gunman to turn himself in. If he doesn't, Johnson vows he will be captured and will be brought to justice. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 108 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 64 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
One, two, three, four.
Third Day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits. With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available now at awakeningfoundation.com. Third Day. The 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Good Friday morning, 7:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway. The guy was sitting sideways in the center lane on the outer loop as you're coming up the hill from the JFX towards Greenspring. State Highway folks have just gotten the vehicle out of the roadway and now into the median. And the median at that point is very wide. So no concern there. We're getting four lanes by the accident scene. Once again, we're backed up almost back to between 83 and the JFX. But barring any new problems here, that should clear out. The inner loop was looking at it. That's what we saw first. We thought the wreck may have been on the inner loop, so we're backed up there as well for the traffic going by the accident scene, and the brake lights begin on the inner loop right at the Greenspring Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
We have another chance of scattered showers and storms. The storms will last off and on throughout the day. Otherwise, it will be cooler with high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, we drop down to the low 70s with another chance of showers and storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Aberdeen, 65 degrees. Ellicott City, 64 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's at 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The families of five students accused a former teacher of sexual abuse are speaking out after his acquittal on most charges earlier this month. Attorney Thiru Vignaraja joined the families yesterday for a press conference at Severna Park Elementary School, where Matthew Schlegel committed the alleged abuses. The families say they are outraged by the system failures that allowed the injustice to occur. Schlegel was found not guilty on 18 of 21 charges. He may face another trial. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland AG's office investigating the death of a man in Baltimore police custody. The man approached an officer in a cruiser, West Franklin Street, North Franklin Road, around 9:30 Tuesday night. Police say the man appeared to be suffering from a mental health crisis, and he walked into the roadway several times. When other officers arrived, the man was put into handcuffs and leg restraints, and EMS was called. While police waited, the man became unresponsive, and officers took him to the hospital because EMS had not arrived by 10:30. The man died shortly after 3 o'clock in the morning. A Columbia mom guilty of attempted murder related to the shooting of two teens that allegedly robbed her son. The shooting happened days after the October 2024 robbery, and both teens survived. Dianeba Traor was arrested after her car was seen on surveillance video. A Howard County jury found her guilty on 10 of the 14 charges against her. They found her not guilty of attempted first-degree murder and conspiring to murder in the first degree. According to the Baltimore Sun, Assistant State's Attorney Tricia Cecil says Traor was not the shooter, but her role as an accomplice means she is just as guilty as if she pulled the trigger. 607 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 786. Pick 4, 7489. And next, it's Stein on sports.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland. And if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades. And now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer. Keeping you cool all summer long. From Jacob DeGrom to Ryan Pepio, that's the task that faces the Orioles tonight as they prepare for a three-game set with the Rays. DeGrom nearly no-hit the O's Wednesday night. Pepio struck out 11 birds 2 weeks ago in Tampa. Colton Cowser asked after the Rangers series about the Orioles' offensive woes of late.
It's baseball. I'm not concerned about it. I think that... every day we're just trying to go out there and execute in a plan and approach. And sometimes, if a pitcher's able to get us outside of that approach, we're not going to have as much success. And
birds have been nearly no-hit 3 times in the last 5 games. Justin Tucker has been served a 10-week suspension by the NFL, 1 week less than that levied against Deshaun Watson back in 2022. Tucker is a free agent and can still be signed by any NFL team, but can't play now until after November 11th. Golf news, the Rocket Classic in Detroit, round 2 underway. Aldrich Pottgeiter and Kevin Roy with first round 62s, 10 under par. The Detroit Golf Club considered one of the easiest stops on the PGA Tour. And finally, from one St. Joe to another, talking about Mount St. Joseph's high school guard B.J. Ranson committing yesterday to St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia. B.J. Ranson is the son of longtime Maryland assistant Beno Ranson, who just accepted a position at St. Joe's. Coming up in 30 minutes, tonight is the halfway point of the Orioles season. And that is Stein on Sports. Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour 2 on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Friday, free for all, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland is coming up in this hour. We're going to take a look at Newt on Joy Behar, claiming that Trump doesn't like strong women. Coming up also, we'll take a look at the pushback on the New York City Socialist Democrat Mayor Communist Terrorist Sympathizer candidate.
Yeah.
And top story, though, the auto pen abuse investigation is heating up.
This is really fascinating to me because it raises some really odd constitutional questions that I don't think have ever been addressed before in this country. If indeed, as it seems, Sean, that a number of individuals inside the Biden White House had access to the auto pen and that they don't know exactly who is giving the order or the okay to use the auto pen, pretty much anything signed by that auto pen during his administration is now at question as to whether or not it is a legitimate piece of legislation or commendation or a pardon or a commutation or anything else. So you have basically the woman who is in charge of all the paperwork. She came forward and testified yesterday. By the way, just as a side note, Jill Biden's chief of staff, he ducked.
Yeah.
He ducked.
He hit the panic button.
Yep. And so something tells me that you can have a whole lot there when you get around looking at him. It's going to require a subpoena to get him there, but he will be there eventually. So her name is, what's her last name? Her first name is Nina.
Nira.
Nira. No, you know, Nira.
Tandon.
Nira Tandon. She testified, and she came out and said, yeah, it was a perfectly fine testimony. I told them what I knew, and they thanked me, and I went on my way. Kellyanne Conway says it's not quite that simple.
Nira Tandon's job is to make sure that everything is vetted, a president has options at his disposal, and to do that, you have to look the president in the eye, make sure they see the options. She's admitting that she wasn't part of the inner circle, that other people were making the decisions, and then the auto pen was all fired up.
Auto pen was all fired up. She's just simply gets an instruction from somebody. Go ahead and use the auto pen on this document. She doesn't know whether or not it was actually Joe Biden or Jill Biden or Joe Biden's chief of staff or the guy who delivers the laundry every other Thursday.
Well, if you don't know who it was, then you weren't authorized.
Correct.
Okay, so my problems with her testimony, under oath, she admitted she was authorized to use Biden's auto pen between October 21 and May of 23. Well, who the hell was operating it from June of 23 to January of 25?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, who authorized you? We want a name. Is there paperwork? She also said, she denied manipulation or abuse. She said she would utilize the auto pen without actually verifying from the president himself that it was an authorized action.
Yeah, precisely. And Kellyanne Conway says, look, she was under oath.
Nira Tandon, look, this is somebody who is a hyper-partisan figure.
Yeah.
They had her pull her Senate-confirmed positions in the first couple months of the Biden term. He gave her one that was non-Senate confirmed because before then, as now, she runs really the heart of the resistance, the Center for American Progress. So this is important because under oath, she admitted that she doesn't know who made those decisions.
She doesn't know. So is anything signed by the auto pen while she said she was running the auto pen? if she didn't know who authorized it, is anything legitimate? Anything? I would argue no.
If she can't prove via paperwork or by testimony, corroborating testimony from the former president himself,
the guy with dementia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That he authorized or he directed her to use it, then I think there's trouble there.
Yeah, and I think it's pretty impeachable. You have this guy who has progressive dementia. You can ask him for facts? Seriously?
Well, I might.
7:13.
An elderly man with poor memory.
What? Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes.
Nice. I'll remember you guys till I ain't here no more. It'll be burned in my memory forever.
Oh, thank you very much, Chuck. That's
so
nice.
He was smoking when he left the roast.
Yes.
A week ago today, it happened in Baltimore.
A day that will live in infamy.
Infancy.
Infancy, yes.
The wreck on the Beltway is in the median on the outer loop as you're coming up the hill from the JFX completely off the roadway and really no issue now. So it's just about back to normal for the traffic that was coming up the hill from the JFX. The inner loop is having more trouble with it. They see the trooper there and they're slowing down as you're going by the scene. So if you're eastbound from Park Heights Avenue to Green Spring, it's going to be slow there. And then right as you clear that hill, down the hill to the JFX, no problems. If you're downtown early, there's a fire call in a building, and the equipment just pulled up. I don't think there's much to it, but heads up at Redwood Street, at Calvert Street, right in the immediate downtown area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, scattered showers and storms throughout the day today, 78, 71 tonight, and then the heat cranking back up with the humidity tomorrow, 92 with afternoon storms possible. Right now, cloudy, 69 in Millersville, 67 in Parkville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
This might, at the end of the week, be one of the most significant and memorable weeks in presidential history. We have President Trump with a decisive airstrike on Iran's nuclear facilities that ended the war between Israel and Iran. Now, the ceasefire is holding for now, so we'll have to wait and see. So that is a major accomplishment. We also have the NATO summit this week, in which he had almost every member of NATO agreed to now contribute 5% of their GDP to strengthen the NATO alliance. Remember all the left? They were saying he was going to destroy NATO. Mm-hmm. He was going to kill NATO. He was going to pull us out of NATO. The exact opposite has happened. He has strengthened the NATO alliance. Of course, you got that going. We're now finding out, there's a report out of Israel, that presidential envoy Steve Witkoff is hinting that some stunning revelations around the expansion of the Abraham Peace Accords will likely surface in the next few days. Apparently, the president, Bibi Netanyahu, and Arab partners are very close to a peace solution in Gaza. Okay? And then, of course, we got the one big, beautiful bill, which may or may not come up for vote today.
We're going to stop the largest tax hike, and we're going to do that in history. This would be, if the bill doesn't pass, there'll be a 68% tax increase. Think of that, 68%.
Yeah, so that's one big beautiful bill. In addition to that, it's going to be a job creator.
These reforms will protect or create more than 7 million jobs, add 3.1% to economic growth, reduce taxes for the typical American by nearly 15%, and increase take-home pay for the normal family of four by at least $13,000, and that takes place immediately.
And most of the promises that he made on the campaign trail are in the one big, beautiful bill.
Today I signed this bill into law. Almost every major promise made in the 2024 campaign already will have become a promise kept. And that's very important. Promises made, promises kept.
So I had a White House event yesterday where a very diverse group of American workers gathered behind him to talk about the one big beautiful bill. He kind of let this one slip about a trade deal.
Well, we just signed with China yesterday, right? Just signed with China. We have everybody. We're not going to make deals with everybody. Some we're just going to send them a letter, say thank you very much. You're going to pay 25%, 35%, 45%.
That's the easy way to do it. And my people don't want to do it that way. They want to do some of it, but they want to make more deals than I would do. But we're having some great deals. We have one coming up maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened. And the relationship with every country has been very good.
Yeah, so we've got, they already got a deal with the UK, and other deals are in the works. These deals are very difficult. They take a long time to execute. There was also a, did you know we have a senator from Palestine in the U.S. Senate?
It is crazy, and it's so demeaning, and they don't want to change. I see it the other day. Guys like Schumer, our great Palestinian senator, this guy, no, he's changed. He used to like Jewish people. Now he's totally against Jewish people. It's the most incredible transformation I think I've ever seen.
And, of course, yesterday's Pentagon presser, where experts agree Iran's nuclear facilities have been obliterated. Their ability to enrich uranium and make a nuclear bomb has been set back severely several years. Not that we're out of the woods yet.
If they ever decide to try again.
If they decide to try again. If they do decide to try again, Trump has said, we're going to hit them again. As to that leak, the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, addressed that yesterday at the Pentagon presser.
Pete, do you have something to say about that?
Well, Mr. President, when you talk to the people who built the bombs, understand what those bombs can do, and deliver those bombs, they landed precisely where they were supposed to. It was a flawless mission.
Flawless.
Right down where we knew they needed to enter. And given the 30,000 pounds of explosives and capability of those munitions, it was devastation underneath Fordow. And the amount of munitions, 6 per location, any assessment that tells you it was something otherwise is speculating with other motives. And we know that because when you actually look at the report, by the way, it was a top secret report, it was preliminary, it was low confidence. All right, so this is you make assessments based on what you know.
They said it could be very devastating, very serious.
Moderate to severe, report. And we believe far more likely severe and obliterated.
Is there a leak investigation? Is there a leak investigation?
Of course. We're doing a leak investigation with the FBI right now because this information is for internal purposes, battle damage assessments, and CNN and others are trying to spin it to make the president look bad when this was an overwhelming success.
No, we'll see.
So think about the what he says, 6 per, 30,000 pounds each.
180,000 pounds of ordnance.
Per location.
Yeah. No, that's just...
That's amazing. Yeah.
And finally, John Thune could overrule the Democrat Senate parliamentarian who's striking some of the provisions of the one big beautiful bill, because her opinion is only advisory.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, he has yet to pull the trigger on that. We'll see what happens. 7:21, day 159 of the Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, still to come, we'll take a look at also the pushback on the New York City's new Democrat socialist mayor candidate. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Grandma's coming! Grandma!
I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Join Gil Kuda every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 for On the Money. Gil will take your calls on how to live a worry-free retirement with a rebroadcast Saturday mornings from 11 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
That's Chuck's mantra.
Barter.
Money. I thought you said it was my mattress.
Yes. Yeah, you got that there, too.
723, Talk Radio 680, WCVM. Once again, here he is, the mattress man. Traffic weather on the threes.
The wreck on the Beltway continues in the median. The outer loop is really not even looking at it right now. I mean, you come up to the top of the hill for the JFX, and before you know it, there are three or four vehicles and a trooper in the median, and they go, oh, okay. So they just keep on going. But the inner loop can see it coming down the hill from Greenspring, and they're more backed up, really, than the outer loop. Just a rubbernecking delay right through that area. The fire call downtown. Again, I don't think there's much to it, but equipment is there at Redwood Street, at Calvert Street, with an alarm in the building. So far, it's been fine this morning. All the lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels. Have not yet seen the construction areas on 95 or on 83 south at York Road. Go back and revisit that in about 10 minutes or so. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and weekend. It is going to be scattered showers and storms on and off throughout the day today. 78. Tonight, 71. Tomorrow, heat and humidity creep back in. 92 with an afternoon storm possible. It's cloudy, 69 in the city and 69 in Pasadena.
It is fascinating to find out how medicine makes leaps and bounds, and sometimes the strangest ways. You find out new things. Scientists discover things sometimes while looking for something else. Well, apparently, there is a politician, I guess now he's basically just a podcaster, he's kind of out of work, who has come across some amazing new news as to what causes various ailments within the American culture. The scientist in question is Jamal Bowman.
This is America.
Catholic pro-life
and the problem
ministry's
is
bombs.
We're not dealing Catholic with America's original right. sin and its disease of hate and racism towards black and brown people and sexism towards women and anti LGBTQ sentiment. We are not dealing with that. Your colleagues in the Republican Party do not hold each other accountable when it comes to the racism that comes from the party on a consistent basis.
It's always, by the way, much more convincing to make your argument while yelling at the person sitting right next to you. I found whenever you do that, they're much more convinced. Because they really just want to get away from you because you're yelling at them and sitting no more than like 3.5 feet from their ear. But that was Jamal Bowman yesterday on MSNBC. And yes, yelling and screaming his lungs out because you know what? He's come across a scientific discovery.
I'm a black man in America. The reason why heart disease.
I'm white. I can't comment.
Listen to what I'm saying. The reason why heart disease and cancer and obesity and diabetes are bigger in the black community is because of the stress we carry from having to deal with being called the N-word directly or indirectly every day.
Yeah, okay. Well, first of all, I think it's fascinating to know that name-calling causes diabetes. This scientific revelation, I think, is going to go down in the annals of science as one of the most amazing things to come out of this particular political environment. That we now know that that insulting somebody, calling them a name, will actually cause diabetes. It's fascinating.
Yeah.
I didn't know that this way it worked, but, you know, you learn something new every day, and I thank Jamal Bowman so much for passing that along. By the way, he wasn't quite done with us white folks yet.
If your colleagues would listen and try to learn and engage and grow and stop being so hateful, we could have a better country.
Jamal.
But unfortunately, we're still here.
Yeah, here we are. We're still here.
He might actually get the Nobel Prize for medicine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's just amazing the scientific discoveries he's come across. And plus, he is teaching contemporary American history in a fashion at the same time, Sean. He's this stunning intellect. At the same time he's doing medical research, he's teaching contemporary American history. For example, what's going on in communities, all over America, almost every single day.
Google black lynchings in the South and watch the images that come up with black people hanging from trees and white people looking and eating sandwiches. This is America. We got to deal with it or not. Why are you in denial?
Yeah, okay. All right.
That's the only thing they have left. Yeah. It's the only thing the Democrat Party has is to inject racism in everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and again, you heard of America First. These are the I Hate America First squad.
Yeah.
People like Jamal Bowman, Jazzy Crockett, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Pressley, racist Rashida Tlaib, Al Charlton, you know, et al. Mad Maxine Waters. I mean, there's probably, you know, about 100 to 150 of these in Congress and in elected positions. And now you got one running in New York City as for mayor.
Yeah. By the way, to my knowledge, and I've only done some research on this, but to my knowledge, the last lynching, publicly publicized lynching, in any rate, was 1955, Emmett Till. That's the last one I'm aware of. There may have been one subsequent to that, but it, you know, when you're saying look up lynching in America, I did because I thought, wow, does he know something I don't? I mean, is this still happening? I can't find any contemporary sources. 1955. Was what, 60 years ago?
70.
70 years ago? Most of our audience was not alive at that time.
Right.
So it's not exactly current, but there you go, Jamal. But thanks for filling us in on some things that we really needed educated on. Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to simply hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song or conversations with old friends? You know, losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this sounds familiar to you, whether it's you or your spouse, mom, dad, brother, sister, even a child, please call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. This is rough to go through. Dr. Melissa Sigav and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area, 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
7:30, and coming up next, the New York City Democrat Socialist mayoral candidate is getting a lot of pushback from both parties. Here are the latest headlines with Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. 38-year-old Elkton man has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison after pleading guilty to producing and distributing child sexual abuse material. Mark Rice was arrested in 2023 after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received a cyber tip from Reddit regarding the material and the IP address, which then was tracked to Rice. Investigators eventually discovered more than 600 explicit images on Rice's electronic devices, including some that showed him sexually abusing a child. Maryland's heat wave ends for at least a day. A cold front moves across the area today. High temps that hurt around 100 earlier this week are expected to be maybe around 80 today. Chance of more scattered showers or thunderstorms. Heat expected to increase again over the weekend. Highs in the 90s, muggy conditions, and a heat index that could make temperatures feel like 100 degrees. The Maryland Department of Health has announced a preliminary state prevention plan and firearm violence data dashboard. The dashboard and plan are critical tools, we're told, that will help to reduce gun violence across the state. And city police are investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in North Baltimore. Victim was shot in the 5400 block of York Road about 3:30 p.m., taken to the hospital in critical condition. Homicide detectives investigating due to the severity of the man's injuries. Police say a short time later, an 18-year-old turned up at a hospital with a gunshot wound to the leg, and he is in stable condition. Coming up on 7:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Coming up in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Do your feet slow you down before your day even starts? You're not alone. Orioles Hall of Famer Mike Bordick knows exactly how that feels.
After 14 seasons in the majors and over 1,700 games, my body's sure been through a lot. I felt it, especially in my feet, knees, and back. I thought pain was just part of life, especially plantar fasciitis. I used to judge my days by how I'd walk down the stairs. If my feet were hurting, I knew the day wasn't going to be easy. But since I started wearing Good Feet arch supports, I'm back to feeling my best. And my feet, well, they've never felt better. Don't let plantar fasciitis slow you down like it did me. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
If pain is holding you back from the things you love, maybe it's time to try the Good Feet store. You can stay active, feel better, and keep moving. Come in for your free fitting and test walk. Book your appointment today at goodfeet.com. The Good Feet store, the official arch supports of the Baltimore Orioles. Go O's.
Pick three, lottery number 786. Pick four, 7489. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
Delay on the Beltway through Pikesville is because they're looking at an accident scene, which is on the outer loop coming up the hill from the JFX. State police are there, a couple of vehicles in the median. The inner loop is looking at it. And because of that, we're backed up towards Park Heights Avenue. Once you clear the hill at the JFX going east towards Towson, you'll be fine. No problems there. It's taking an extra 10 minutes or so to get through from maybe back as far as Reisterstown Road, but we know it's backed up to at least Park Heights Avenue. If you're going to take the JFX ramp, I would just stay in the right lane, and that's making a much better time down the hill from the ramp at Green Spring Avenue. Tunnels are wide open this morning. No issues there. And again, just went back and checked. No construction work today on 95 North so far in Harford County at Route 24. And we're clear. They may be in there later, but right now we're open on 83 southbound at York Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We have another chance of scattered showers and storms. The storms will last off and on throughout the day. Otherwise, it will be cooler with high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, we drop down to the low 70s with another chance of showers and storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hot weather means your home works harder to stay cool. BGE can help with a variety of options like budget billing, iAccount, and energy efficiency programs. Learn more at bge.com/summer. That's bge.com/summer.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Rays are in town for game number 81 tonight, significant as a marker. It's the season's halfway point for Baltimore. So it gives us a chance to take a look at just how much the Orioles have regressed year over year. This time last year, Baltimore was 50-30. So the Birds are 16 games behind that pace. In 2023, the Birds were 48-32. So 14 games behind that pace. The Orioles need to go 53-29 to finish the season at 87 wins, historically good enough for the third wild card. That's exactly the record they had over the season's final 82 games in 2023. The trade that brought Derek Queen to New Orleans being criticized by the national media. Pelicans general manager Joe Dumars traded up 10 spots in the first round to select Queen, pairing him with fellow first-rounder Jeremiah Fears. But Dumars gave up the Pelicans' unprotected first-round pick next year to get Queen. New Orleans was 21-61 this year, the fourth-worst record in the NBA. That pick could be a top-five pick next year, even a number-one pick. The person who waved the Palestinian flag during Kendrick Lamar's halftime show performance at the Super Bowl has been identified as the man former Steelers receiver Antonio Brown allegedly shot last month. Brown reportedly has a warrant out for his arrest for attempted murder, and the man's name, Zulkarnain Kwame Nantabu, told investigators that a bullet had grazed his neck. Nantabu was the person selected to be a backup dancer for Lamar during the rapper's performance, but instead took the opportunity to show his support for Sudan and Palestine. And finally, tomorrow night at the American Visionary Art Museum off Key Highway in Baltimore, they'll host the Playful Ball Gala, celebrating the intersection of sports, art, and activism. Dr. John Carlos will be the recipient of the Lifetime Grand Visionary Award for his lifelong commitment to sports activism and courageous protest against social injustice. John Carlos, you'll remember, is famous for his raised hand with a black glove at the podium in Mexico City at the 1968 Olympics. Had this to say last year when asked if he would do it again.
I would do it tomorrow if it was necessary. My first wife took her life as a result of this particular thing, based on the oppression that they put on us. I mean, they made it where I couldn't work. Any monies that I had in the bank, it was dissipated. I had to take mediocre jobs and humiliating jobs, I might even say. But then I had to do what I had to do to support my family.
The moment remains one of the most iconic political statements in sports history. The time now is 7:37 when we return with the Orioles sending a message to the Rangers.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So the Rangers took 2 of 3 from the Orioles when they were here during the week. Wednesday night was Pride Night at the ballpark. They had about 22,000 out there. And there's been some speculation, the Banner reporting it, some other places. There's a website called Heavy.com. Speculation that the Orioles staged Pride Night specifically against the Texas Rangers because the Rangers are the only team in the league that don't have a Pride Night of their own.
Interesting.
And they put a rainbow flag up along the top of the Rangers dugout, etc. The Banner went out there and interviewed some people, and it was interesting, and I learned something. They interviewed two people who were aware of the fact that the Rangers don't have a Pride Night and specifically bought tickets with that in mind to this event. So the Orioles never said anything. They never released a press release or anything like that. But it is interesting that 2 years in a row now, the Rangers have been the opponent when the Orioles have scheduled their Pride Night.
I don't believe in coincidences, so it's...
Yeah, in what order did it happen? They schedule it and then get the schedule?
Yeah, they have to. They have to wait to see the schedule.
Yeah.
So, and then they can establish when the Rangers are in town, then that'll be Pride Night.
Did they say, we're going to have a Pride Night on this date, who are we playing?
No.
Or did they say, oh, we're playing the Rangers, let's schedule the Pride Night?
Well, I think they don't release their promotional schedule until after the schedule is released. So, in other words, they would know when the Rangers are coming to town to be able to do that. I'm not saying they did that or they didn't. I don't know. But no, I'm saying they would know.
That's the question, yeah.
But also, one other interesting thing, just quickly, in that article in the Banner, they were interviewing a couple people. One of the people identifies as A. Roace. Have you ever heard of that?
What is it?
A-R-O-A-C-E. It's pronounced A-R-O-A-C-E. It's spelled A-R-O-A-C-E. A-R-O-A-C-E. Uh-huh. That's how they identify sexually. It's someone who feels little or no romantic or sexual attraction to others. A-R-O-A-C-E. Uh-huh. It's short for aromantic, asexual.
Okay.
That's how that person identified. Okay. I'd never heard of that before.
I would think the Orioles would be more interested in taking pride in fielding, hitting, and
pitching.
If they were to do that, then every night would be Pride Night. Thank you very much, Gary, for that research.
Some guys have to have been married 37 years.
Sean, you're the best. And Bruce.
Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So, the headline of the New York Post, NYC SOS.
Yeah.
And it's all about this Zohran Mamdani, who reminds me of, AOC. And, of course, I'm going to be now dubbed Islamophobic. Anytime you criticize people, of course, of this ilk, you are immediately branded. So I'll wear it like a badge. Anyway, some of the things this Islamic socialist New York City mayoral candidate Zohran Mamdani has called for: abolishing NYPD, abolishing prisons, abolishing medical bills, abolishing private health insurance, banning all guns, legalizing sex work, safe injection sites, ending cash bail, decriminalizing drug possession, ending sentencing enhancements, ending all cooperation with ICE. Just yesterday, wants to spend $65 million on the mutilation of minors, so-called gender-affirming care. How is he going to pay for all of this?
There is enough money for a life of dignity for all people. It's just a question of whether we have the political will to ensure that that money is being spent on delivering that dignity.
Yeah, so it's here we go. Tax the rich. The communist terror sympathizer Zohran Mamdani is about to become the New York City mayor, unless, of course, he can be stopped by the independent bid by Eric Adams, who announced yesterday he is going to run as an independent, saying this is not a city of a socialism. There's no dignity in someone giving you everything for free. There's dignity in giving you a job so you can provide for your family and the opportunities that you deserve. This is not a city of handouts. This is a city of hands up, end of quote. Interestingly enough, Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul says she's not ready to endorse Mamdani for New York City mayor, slamming his plan to tax the rich. So she's not, the Democrats are starting to
Schumer.
And so is Schumer. And Republican Andy Ogles is urging the Attorney General Pam Bondi to revoke his citizenship and deport him back to Uganda, where he was born. He was born in Uganda, and of course he became a citizen after emigrating legally to the United States. And Republicans now, and New York GOP, the party, is saying he needs to go. Strip him of his citizenship and deport him. Is that the way to handle this? Or do you get a candidate out there who's going to appeal to the better angels of New York voters?
Well, you know what? If New York City votes for this guy, they deserve what they got. They deserve to be San Francisco.
Well, they voted for AOC.
Yep.
Now she's cut from the same cloth.
Yep. 743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Right now is your opportunity. 410-WCBM-680. First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The Beltway, we just can't shake it. They're looking at this wreck. The inner loop is worse than where the wreck is on the outer loop. The accident is on the outer loop, top of the hill, coming up from the JFX. The state police still there in the median, and they have their flashing lights on. The inner loop is looking at it, and they just can't go by it without slowing down to, it looks like, maybe 10-15 miles an hour for the traffic through there. So we're still backed up from Park Heights Avenue. It's a speed reduction. Does get better, and I'm just going to change the camera here, look at it, and everything after the JFX ramp is fine, heading over into Towson and picking up the ramp at 83. The rest of the Beltway is good. Just went down through Annapolis. Yeah, they had some haze, a little fog, and some mist in the air, but everything's fine. The main span of the Bay Bridge is good. Even the eastbound traffic right now is clear. Minor delay. It's not bad this morning at I-97 at Route 32. Summer driving can be very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Stop in today. See Bernie at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, I've seen you shake it. It ain't pretty. We do need a contestant, folks.
I don't think it's any of your business.
Well, you said you just can't shake it, and I just want to remind people that
I was talking about them. I'm not shaking it. Yeah. They're shaking it.
No, we've seen you shake it, as I say.
It's not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's perpetual motion.
Yeah.
Wanted to affirm that you're right in your assessment that you can't shake it. That's all.
The
Bruce.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. By the way, we do need a contestant. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Scattered showers and storms throughout the day today, 78, 71 for the low tonight. The heat and humidity creep back in tomorrow. Low 90s and afternoon storms are possible. It's cloudy and 70 in Annapolis, 66 right now in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. All right, we do not have a contestant today, so it's up to the panel now. It's it's Pride Morning here on.
Excuse me.
Who will have the pride to deliver a winning? To identify the fake news story.
There goes my groceries on the inner loop.
Yeah.
Two tractor trailers with Giant on the side.
Is that right?
Mm. Yes.
You get deliveries from here.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. The barter network that you've established is nationwide.
I was wondering where that load of groceries was. I see it now.
There was a cargo ship filled with Teslas that just sunk.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible. All right, we do have a contestant. Okay.
See, we stalled long enough.
We did. All right, Dave in Hanover, good morning.
Good morning. How's the panel doing?
Doing well, man.
We are doing A-OK. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last. I'll wait for all your wisdom.
Okay. Including Chuck's.
Including Chuck.
Very good.
Well, make sure. Especially Chuck.
All right.
That's right. Thank you, Dave.
Especially Chuck.
Don't listen to these guys.
He's very special. Dave. Dave, Chuck is very special. All right. Story one. In a podcast recently, New York leftist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is getting some criticism for a joke that she made on the podcast. They were discussing transsexuals, and she said that she could see herself as a man. She said she would call herself Danny, and she would transition from AOC to DOC. Story two. University of Wisconsin is funding a student group called Sex Out Loud, which... Quiet, Chuck.
My kind of party.
Which provides sex toys, contraceptives, and sexual presentation. Sex Out Loud has been approved to receive $135,000 in taxpayer money in Wisconsin.
Wow.
And story three, Booksmith, a San Francisco bookstore owned by self-described queer booksellers, recently announced they're banning books by Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling over Rowling's pro-women group. And they said they're standing strong with the transgender individuals. All right, story one. Trans activists upset at AOC's AOC-DOC joke. Story two, Wisconsin University gets a student group $136,000 to distribute sex toys. Or story three, queer booksellers banning books by Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. All right, we'll start with Kristen here this morning.
Well, I could see both the Wisconsin story and the San Francisco story being true, knowing those areas. So I think I'm going to go with number one. I don't know if AOC said that or not.
All right, Kristen goes for story number one. Bruce?
I think Sex Out Loud on the University of Wisconsin campus. And look, they moved on from cow tipping. That's a good thing. I think that's probably a true story. And the Booksmith story, yeah, that sounds very San Francisco. I'm with Kristen, number one.
All right, Bruce goes with Kristen. And Mr. Whitaker?
Did she say she was transitioning to a man, or she might consider that?
She could see herself as a man call herself Danny, then she would transition from AOC to DOC.
Oh, Danny boy.
And maybe they could change her name and she could be DIC. But I'll go with one.
With one. All right. Yeah, and one. Dave in Hanover.
I'm going to make it unanimous this morning.
It's unanimous, the story today, that AOC, DOC, yeah, that's our fake news story of the day. Congratulations, everybody, on a Friday. Gets it right, Dave. Congratulations. You win a WCBM 100th anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug. We'll put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize. Yes. Or she could play to that famous rock band, AOC, DOC.
Yes.
AC/DC.
That was a dead giveaway. I was in a generous mood.
That's what this prize was just now—a dead giveaway.
It was a dead giveaway. Yes.
Yes.
Very good. But we're going
to
miss you.
Get my coffee mug while I was.
You know what we're
going to
do
next week?
We're going to. Well, we can ship it. I can put it in the box. I haven't shipped it to you yet. All your goodies.
Oh, good. Put a mug in there.
Put a mug in there for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
We can do that. We maybe go back and replay the roast tonight, just because it was just a week ago. Yeah. It seems like it's in the distant past.
Why, Chuck? It's a quick flight, Chuck.
Yeah.
Bruce, shut up. Told you to be quiet. How's your cane, by the way?
No, Chuck can't go because bags no longer fly free on Southwest.
I'm going to tell her. Text her right now.
Oh, that wasn't a reference to you, Debbie. That was a reference to you.
What do you think? I'm a bag?
Well, read between the lines.
Burlap bag.
Okay, here they are, right here. Look.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 7:51, the best of the morning drive with Casey and Elliott, available each and every day. WCBM.com, Rumble, and Facebook pages brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. We're excited to introduce our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservation, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. And right now, no enrollment fees and no dues through summer. That's right, shoot more, spend less all season long. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We are the Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Coming up between the 8 and 9 this morning, Maryland budget. Well, no, folks, further problems there, hardly solved at all. a huge day for the Supreme Court today. A couple of extraordinarily consequential decisions should be released today, including birthright citizenship. We're going to be hanging on that one to find out what goes on. And coming up between now and the top of the hour, curiously, there's a disagreement between Joy Behar and Newt Gingrich on exactly how good or bad Donald Trump is for the country. I can let you guess as to on which side each of those individuals falls. So we have that coming up. And, of course, right after 9 o'clock this morning, I have Kim Klasick in, Kim Klasick Live, from 9 till noon right here on Talk Radio. She is here today, yes?
Yes, she is.
Okay, good deal.
Yes.
9 to noon today?
She's not in the building yet, but she is here. She'll be on the air.
She's here in spirit then.
Yeah. She's listening right now.
This very second.
Exactly.
So now's the time out. You should say nice things. Not Chuck, but nice things. 7:53.
You don't even need to talk to me at all.
Oh, I do, Chuck. I treasure our conversations.
We can get a parrot.
They should be buried.
Yeah.
Get a parrot. Put a parrot on here and have him introduce me. I don't want to talk first.
Careful, I hit you with my cane. Yeah. Talk Radio 680.
I should have kicked it out from under you when I had a chance. Served your ass right. The Beltway now is a little bit slow, a little more traffic now. Hour loop between I-70 and Route 40. And then on the Parkville side between Hartford Road and Providence Road, this interloop backup is still here, and it has not recovered from an earlier accident, which was actually on the outer loop between the JFX and Greenspring. The interloop is still slow, gets better after you clear the ramp at the expressway. No problems at the tunnels, and for the most part, it's been very nice on the JFX from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, scattered showers and storms on and off throughout the day today, 78. The expected high, 71 tonight, and heat and humidity back at it Saturday, 92 with afternoon storms possible. Right now, it's cloudy, 69 in the city, and it is 70 under cloudy skies in Dundalk.
Talk Radio 680 WCBF. Well, there seems to be a difference of opinion.
Hey, Stewie, time for The View.
No, not again!
Oh, yes, it's time for Joy Behar.
My observation of him is he really doesn't really like strong women. He likes dutiful, obedient women who compliment him, I find. Even back in the day when I used to do jokes about his hair, mm-hmm. You know, but every male comedian did jokes about his hair, but he went after me in particular.
Yeah, it could be, Joy, that had nothing to do with you being a woman. It could have to do with you being Joy Behar, frankly, because others have voiced the same opinion about Donald Trump. Mark Cuban last October.
Donald Trump, you never see him around strong, intelligent women, ever. It's just that simple. They're intimidating to him. He doesn't like to be challenged by them and how he sees and treats and talks about women.
He doesn't like to be around strong women. That's why he has a female in charge of the Department of Justice, a woman in charge of Homeland Security. He has a woman. I mean, really, the guy is surrounded by strong women. When he was doing his real estate empire, one of his leading advisors, one of the great architects who worked for him, female, he has been surrounded by, and of course, he's married to a very strong woman. So, I mean, look, what you guys are saying, what you're selling, nobody's buying. The fact is, you keep looking for something on which to criticize the guy. Again, you find another rocky slope here. Nothing's going to grow there, nothing at all. Newt Gingrich, I think, is a more clear-eyed view of our current sitting president.
Trump is very disciplined. People don't realize this because there's so much noise around him. But he's very disciplined. He has a clear vision of what he wants to get done. He knows how to build a team. And I thought he showed an enormous capacity and a great deal of courage in being patient. He had all sorts of friends, as you know. He had all sorts of friends who were worried about him. Was he going to go wobbly? Was he going to get weak? No. He had a clear deadline. He artfully said to the world, I would really like to avoid this. I hope the Iranians will work with me. I'm giving them 60 days.
Yeah, they had 60 days. On day 61, of course, Israel began to do its thing. And then, of course, this past weekend, we know what happened. And that was that you had tens of thousands of pounds of explosives dropped inside mountains in order to finish off their program for a nuclear program. Now, can they rebuild it? Sure. You can rebuild anything. What would happen if they try to do that?
Easy. We got another tens of thousands of pounds of bombs just sitting here in the corner ready for you, sport. Gingrich says that there are certain minimums we should expect for success.
The minimums for thinking this is successful is quit saying death to Israel and death to America. You don't have to recognize Israel. You no longer say death to Israel and death to America. No more ballistic missile developments, period. And open inspection of all nuclear capability, including finding the 400 kilograms of uranium that they have moved out of the sites. Now, either they're prepared to do that, or frankly, the truce will have to end, and we'll have to go back to the Israelis and potentially the Americans bombing them into submission.
Now, you do have already, Sean, Bibi Netanyahu and the Israelis saying they know exactly where that enriched uranium is. They won't say. It's either at the bottom of the mountain, buried under hundreds and hundreds of tons of rock.
Otherwise, they would be continually going after it, if that were the case. Yeah. Anyway, Susie Wiles, Melania, Ivanka Trump, Kristi Noem, Pam Bondi, Brooke Rollins, Linda McMahon, Carrie Lake, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely strong, competent, and capable women surrounding President Trump.
Yeah, if you think any of them aren't strong, try going up against them in a debate sometime.
Law Office's Mike Lee Friedman, therefore, 24/7, serious accidents resulting in serious injury. You know, something that Michael's firm does pride itself on, have been doing this for close to 40 years, is that they put your recovery priority number one, that you get better. You recover from your injuries, you get back to your family, back to work, back to running your business, all the priorities in your life, and let them do the heavy lifting. And they'll take care of everything from dealing with the insurance companies, finding doctors, advancing medical costs if need be, diminution of value if your car's been totaled. So again, there's a lot of little intricacies of these, the proverbial landmine of cases, and that's why you need an advocate. You need an attorney that is going to put your recovery number one, and that's exactly what they do at the firm, one of the top 10 law firms for personal injury in the state of Maryland over the last decade or so. So call Michael if you need him, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online, maflaw.com.
The Maryland budget is way out of whack. They just pretend they have it solved. You know about that coming up around 5 minutes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The Democrats say one thing, the Republicans something else. Even in the wake of a classified Senate briefing, differences remain over the state of Iran's nuclear program following the U.S. attack. Now, the White House says it's sure that Iran did not transfer uranium from its nuclear facilities before they were blown apart.
Iran claims to have moved its highly enriched uranium ahead of last weekend's U.S. strikes. But at the White House, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said,
"We were watching closely, and there was no indication to the United States that any of that enriched uranium was moved prior to the strike."
Leavitt and other administration officials continue to assert that Iran's nuclear capabilities were obliterated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Supreme Court says states can bar Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid funds for health services. That ruling yesterday, and today the High Court, the final day of its current term, may release six more decisions. The U.S. inks an agreement with a major trading partner.
President Donald Trump would not get into details, but at a White House East Room event late Thursday, he said the U.S. signed a trade deal with China on Wednesday.
"We're not going to make deals with everybody. Some we're just going to send them a letter, say thank you very much. You're going to pay 25, 35, 45%.
It's not clear if this latest agreement is different from the one Trump announced a couple of weeks ago that he said would make it easier for American industries to obtain much-needed magnets and rare earth minerals. Donna Water, Washington.
The manhunt is on in Milwaukee, searching for the gunman who shot and wounded two police officers last night. The composer behind the catchy Mission Impossible theme music has died. Lalo Schifrin was 93. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher. The Dow futures are up 158 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 107. More on these stories at townhall.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Third day. The original members reunited for the 30th anniversary tour, playing all the hits.
America.
With special guest Zach Williams. Tickets available now at awakeningfoundation.com. beyond I've ever seen. Third Day, the 30th anniversary tour.
You just call my name.
An Awakening Foundation event.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like your regular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Good morning. It's 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new minor wreck very close to the Beltway on Liberty Road. Haven't seen it yet, but just want to give you a heads up for there. It's not on the Beltway, actually on Liberty Road. City police with a new wreck west of the JFX to North Avenue and Utah Place over on the west side. And again, you'll have some flashing lights at that point. Had a report they may be doing that work on 83 South after York Road. I'm looking at the camera there now. It looks like two lanes are still moving, so the contractor not yet in there. But there's a little bit more fog now on that section of 83 from that point going down towards Middletown Road. JFX, you're good. Slowing on the Beltway, still there. Inner Loop at Green Spring on the west side from I-70 and the northeast corner. Bunches up a little bit there on the outer loop at Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We have another chance of scattered showers and storms. The storms will last off and on throughout the day. Otherwise, it will be cooler with high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, we drop down to the low 70s with another chance of showers and storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, right now in Reisterstown, it's 62 degrees. Pikes are right now 64 in downtown Baltimore. You are looking at a 68 degrees on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:04, Empress Elliott. And now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. Call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev, 410-944-3100, or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. The families of five students who accused a former teacher of sexual abuse are speaking out after his acquittal on most charges earlier this month. Attorney Theroux Vigneroush joined the families Thursday for a press conference at Severna Park Elementary School, where Matthew Schlegel committed the alleged abuses. The families say they are outraged by the system failures that allowed the injustice to occur. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office investigating the death of a man in Baltimore police custody. The man approached an officer in a cruiser West Franklin Street and North Franklinton Road about 9:30 Tuesday night. Police say the man appeared to be suffering from a mental crisis. He walked into the roadway several times. When other officers arrived, the man was put in handcuffs and leg restraints, and EMS was called. While police waited, the man became unresponsive. Officers took him to the hospital because EMS had not arrived by 10:30 p.m. The man died shortly after 3 o'clock in the morning. A Columbia mom, guilty of attempted murder related to the shooting of two teens who allegedly had robbed her son. The shooting happened days after the October 2024 robbery, and both teens survived. Dianeba Traor was arrested after her car was seen on surveillance video. A Howard County jury found her guilty on 10 of the 14 charges against her. And a 36-year-old Elkton man has now pled guilty, and he has been sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. He pled guilty to producing and distributing child sex porn. Mark Rice, arrested in 2023 after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children received a cyber tip from Reddit. 8:06, next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. The NFL announcing its decision yesterday, levying a 10-week suspension on the former Ravens kicker, Justin Tucker, for inappropriate behavior during massage sessions. No pay. The suspension is one game less than the one levied against Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson. Tucker's suspension will begin on August 26th. That's roster cutdown day. It will last until November 11th. He is still free to try out and be signed by NFL teams. Orioles back in action tonight, hosting the Rays in the first of three. Tampa Bay has now climbed to within a half game of the Yanks in the American League East, getting big production from Brandon Lau.
3-2 lifted deep into center field. Waters on the move, and that ball is out of here. Home run on a 3-2 pitch.
Call on the Rays radio network. Tampa Bay shuts out the Royals yesterday 4-0. Lau was 6-for-14 with two homers and four driven in against the Birds back in the four-game set back in Tampa. And finally, can Brad Pitt's Formula One movie finally deliver Apple a big screen hit? 6 years after leaping into entertainment, Apple hasn't released a single box office hit yet, despite lavish spending on A-list stars. But F1, a drama about an aging driver's last shot at glory starring Pitt, is one of its biggest entertainment bets, and it opens in theaters today. Coming up in 30 minutes, one of the great nicknames in Major League Baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, school is out. How about that? Hour for three. Summer. Here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we'll be talking with Zach Smith at Heritage Foundation. Big day at the Supreme Court day today. A couple of big decisions, whether or not judges can impose nationwide injunctions. Mm-hmm. That was one of the birthright citizenship case. And also that here in Maryland, the Mahmoud versus Taylor case, in which religious parents objecting to they don't have the ability to opt out when there are books or curriculum in our public schools that contradict their faith or undermine their faith. So that's a big one coming down a little bit later on. We'll take a look at also, you might or may not be surprised at how often Justice Amy Coney Barrett votes with the left. I have the numbers.
Okay.
And it's really disturbing. Really disturbing. So we got that. Top story here today, though, is Maryland budget. Just this past week, we've been talking about the hiring freeze, voluntary buyouts, and that's another last-ditch desperation effort by this governor to somehow get our severe budget crisis under wraps, just coming out of the last Maryland General Insane Asylum. You know, back when Lockdown Larry left office in 21, you had, $5 billion surplus. Okay, or 22, whatever it was. Just 3 years later, we had a $3.3 billion deficit. Now, why do we have the deficit? Well, because you knew that the money from COVID, all that federal money, and you had to plan for that. Anybody that had any fiscal training at all would have had to have planned that money's not going to be there for the future. They did not do that. Governor Moore did not do that. Instead, they doubled down on what I'm calling the color budget, the Green Raw Deal for Maryland, the Climate Control Act of 2022, the blueprint for the future, all that spending, throwing money at education, and the red line to nowhere. Okay? They did not scuttle those, although they tweaked the blueprint a little bit around the edges. So it turns out now they eventually resolve, or they thought they resolved the budget crisis, but now we have these the hiring freeze and so on and so and et cetera. And when you look at it, you had these 10,000 vacancies that we talked about the other day, and Governor Moore said that that needs were not being met, and he filled half of those already. And some of those he created. Senator J.B. Jennings of Baltimore and Hartford counties, he read the tea leaves, and it was not promising.
You can kind of see the tea leaves that we're getting into some dire straits here where things are getting tough, and we needed to make some serious adjustments.
Yeah, well, they made the adjustments, but they're only good for this year. Because I understand by 26 or 27, we're right back at square one again, and many of these have to do with the state vacancies.
And my thought was, hey, why are we hiring to those positions? If we don't need those people right now, if the jobs are getting done, let's forego that. I think he had other ideas of how to balance the budget, and he didn't want to go that way.
Yeah, well, they weren't going to work. So, I mean, this is, and look, largest tax increase in history, the $1.7 billion, the over 500 increases in fees and permits and fines. Marylanders are getting screwed, blued, and tattooed. When do you hear the latest? The tech tax starts Tuesday, July 1st. We'll tell you how that's going to work in just a moment.
It would not at all be the answer. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, the Chuck Whitaker.
Move to Brooksville.
Okay.
Move to Brooksville.
Can we move in with you? We could.
No.
And look, with the money that we could save, we could do a home studio.
Yeah.
We could all live there.
Yes.
And then and then you could go right out at 9:01 and tee off.
All right, let me give you that in a minute. Let me give you what's going on. I got an idea.
All right.
Southbound 895, there was some debris going into the tunnel. So it took a little time to get that off the roadway. We were backed up very quickly back to O'Donnell Street. We were completely clear for the better part of the rush, but for right now there was some debris reported in the tunnel southbound, so that's the reason that we're slowing there. Broken down vehicle reported on the inner loop near the ramp at I-83. Not sure if it's in the roadway or not. One report said could be crowding the right lane. So there again, another problem on the top side beltway. And they are doing that construction now. They're blocking the right lane southbound on 83 as you move south of York Road. So here's the idea. We can buy a ranch in Ocala. Big ranch. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about 100 acres.
Okay.
With a big house, 5 bedrooms, big pool, tack stable, and things like that for Bruce. You know, Bruce can stay in the stable with the other nags. And we can buy that for about $800,000. So if you and Bruce sell your mansions in Maryland,
mansions.
You can pay cash for this place, and I can just move in.
Yeah.
I'll broker the deal.
Yeah, I bet you will.
That's so nice of you, Chuck. I can't tell you how much
How many acres did you say?
100.
100 acres, so we could fit a golf course on that.
Yeah, we can put a couple holes out there.
Yeah, exactly.
We can have some off-duty cops make sure we're secure in there. You know?
Oh, that's good, yeah.
I'll have my financial guy call your financial guy.
Okay, because I figure we can put a casino in the tack barn. You know.
Now we're talking.
Yes, we are.
All right, Chuck, it might have some merit. We'll see.
All right, let me know.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast is shaping up like this. Scattered showers, storms throughout the day today, 78, 71 for the low tonight. Right now, cloudy 70 in Arnold, 67 in Bel Air. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Gentlemen, it's 8:16 on a Friday morning. Once again, it's time for us to find out which lefty has completely lost it. We're going to find them right at the circus. That's where they belong. So please, enter the big top. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and this is just charming. People come to this country because they want a better life. Because they value what America has to offer them as individuals. Personal freedom, new experiences. You see wonderful things, meet wonderful people. Except those who come here hating the country, they stay here still hating this country, but they then go online and just reaffirm to all of us
that they hate this country.
Let me hold your hand when I say this. We do not move to America because we think it's a better country. We move here because it's a little less worse than our other countries. Because you're stupid to think that we moved to this country for some hot dogs and some baseball. We have better vibes, music, food, culture, history, literally all of the above. We just move here because we are looking to make more money and offer a better chance for our families. If you support ICE, you support people getting destroyed, if you support families getting destroyed, I hope you rot in hell.
Yeah, that's nice. And welcome to the country. It's so nice to have you here. Look, there's a solution. There are other countries in which we're going to make money. If you really don't like it here, an idea. Get the hell out. Just leave.
Yeah.
Go away.
There's a door.
Yeah.
Don't let it hit you.
We're not keeping you here. You're not bound to stay here by some immutable force. Just leave, please. We don't need haters here. We don't import them. We have our own homegrown ones. So right now, get back in the clown car. Get out of here.
Yeah, there's reaction pouring into the Justin Tucker 10-game suspension. Yeah. Apparently, he thinks it rubs him the wrong way.
Does it? Yeah, I see.
I could see that. Well, that would happen very easily.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a phone call here. Ed is not there.
He's there until that line. Good morning,
how
Ed.
Are you? First of all, no happy ending in Justin Tucker's story. Very sad.
No happy ending there.
You guys are horrible.
But my question is this, on your Governor Moore story. Where's AFSCME, the union? Why isn't there a suit being filed? And more importantly, where is our Attorney General, Anthony Brown, who filed suit against Trump for the same exact thing?
Yeah.
Where is he? Haven't heard a word. Haven't heard crickets.
Yeah, he's under his desk right now. Although, it's interesting, an email went out from AFSCME leadership to its members this week saying, don't worry, your jobs are safe.
Really?
Yes. Yes, I, a member of AFSCME, who's a listener, sent me a copy of the email and saying that basically he's not going to cut. It's been very curious where these vacancies pop up now. The jobs that are going to be cut, the hiring freeze, the voluntary buyouts, if any of those happen to be union jobs or not. That'll be interesting to see.
Ed? I would sincerely argue that at least a few of them have to be.
You would think, but they're being told otherwise. Ed, thanks for the call. Thanks, appreciate that. Joining us now once again is Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. The weekend is here, and with this market shift that we've been discussing for the past couple of months, home sellers really have to be at the top of their game if they want to get the most money and sell quickly and not be sitting on the market for months and months and months, right?
Yeah, that's right, Sean. It's become much more competitive with the increase in inventory. Plus, with the higher rates, buyers have become a little bit more particular about what they're looking for and what they'll put a quick contract in on. So speed is so important in the market. So if you want to be the best property, well, you have to be the best property if you want to attract multiple buyers and get them all interested at the same time instead of just negotiating in a vacuum with one buyer at a time.
That's a huge difference. Hey, you talk about this all the time, Vinny, creating demand so the seller gets to dictate the terms. So even in this type of market, are you still seeing multiple offers and bidding wars?
Bruce, we are, but instead of four or five offers, we're seeing two offers. The seller can then leverage those offers to get what's most important to them, whether it's a certain price or they need to close on a specific date or they just want to sell as is and not have to worry about making any repairs.
Yeah, and you were talking to us last week about all the buyer programs that you have, and I would think that would help create more demand for one of your homes.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. Buyers today want to make a purchase with the least amount of risk possible, and being able to save money on closing costs and monthly payments are huge incentives for buyers. On average, buyers are able to save $230 a month, plus they get about $2,000 in upfront closing cost savings and a variety of warranties on the back end to protect their investment. And it just makes our homes stand out and makes them easier to buy.
Well, I don't think the average client, the average agent, cares to put all that extra effort into providing those types of benefits.
You know, Bruce, most real estate agents and companies, they just don't have the knowledge or the resources to be able to provide programs like that. So if you're thinking about selling and you want to give your home a bit of a boost above the competition, you can give us a call. Shoot us a text, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Or just visit us online, vinnysteo.com.
Vinny Steele, congratulations. You've done it again. You're just amazing at real estate. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Bruce. We'll see
Thank you,
guys.
Man.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next Friday. That's Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. Still to come, we'll tell you how Maryland's tech tax is going to work. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, big day, huge day at the Supreme Court. Yesterday, 6-3 decision, they decided that, South Carolina can withhold funding of Planned Parenthood in Medicaid. And if every other of other states follow suit, it's going to be huge. Maryland won't, of course. Maryland believes in abortion on demand anywhere, anytime, any place. But
I am fascinated to find out about the birthright citizenship.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting how this comes out because it really, as it impacts the nationwide injunctions that these judges have been imposing. So I don't know if they're going to be actually ruling on the merits of the birthright citizenship, or are they going to tweak around the edges of it a little bit?
And, history said tweak.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll talk with Zach Smith of the Heritage Foundation coming up then.
8:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBE. Once again, the tweaker of all times, the best tweaker of all times, Chuck Whitaker.
The outer loop at 795 now, report of a new accident. I'm looking at the camera here at Reisterstown Road. There's a backup on the inner loop number one, but it looks like this wreck may be just around the curve before you get to the bridge at 795. So a heads up for that. And in the meantime, the inner loop has been slow, and we started off way early this morning with this wreck that was actually on the outer loop before Greenspring. That grabbed all of the attention, and the heavy traffic backed up through there. We're still slow back beyond Park Heights Avenue, back towards Reisterstown Road, and the inner loop is still jammed up. Now, there was a new problem over at 83, and it was a broken down vehicle in the right lane. So that one area of the Beltway now, from Reisterstown Road through the JFX and over towards 83, really slow right now. Looks like the problem over at 83 may have corrected itself. That pace is much better. There's a new wreck in the city at Eastern Avenue at the bridge at I-95. That debris that was on the roadway going into the Old Harbor Tunnel has been cleared, and we're getting back to normal there on 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, one of our listeners wants to know if you've ever tweaked, and they define that as a combination of twerking while streaking. Tweaking.
First off, you know that's fake news, folks. He makes this crap up as we go along, just to get under my skin.
Oh, wait a minute. Like, you're so different.
What, you think I make stuff up?
Yes, we know you make stuff up, especially when the cameras are down.
Yeah. Now you're hitting the nerve.
can we point out, just so you know, there is no plaza anywhere. So whenever you're referring to the plaza, we know you're making stuff up.
Speaking of which...
Yes.
95 northbound. While I have your undivided attention, there was some stuff in that area of the old toll plaza northbound. Right after Child Street, several police cars on the right side. So I see that just beyond the camera, which is working at Shell Road. Has not worked for a while, but back in business now. Thank you for pointing it out.
You're quite welcome.
That's by the plaza.
Anytime we can help you, sir.
Yes.
That's why we're here.
That. Why do they have the overpass then by the toll plaza if it's not there?
The plaza, you see.
Yeah. It's like candy for a baby.
I know.
It really is.
Well,
all right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Scattered showers, storms throughout the day. 78 right now. 69 Middle River, 66 in Forest Hill. Dr. Mike Allen in Towson joins us. Good morning, Dr. Allen.
Good morning. I got a question for you.
Uh-huh.
When you had the Calliope music on, who was that female that you got that was voicing that?
Is that a TikToker? She is, I believe, from Mexico.
Ah. I didn't know who that was. I was just curious.
Yeah, but you do not have a name.
I do not have a name.
It wasn't Cynthia Gonzalez, the vice mayor of Cudahy, was it?
I don't think so, no.
No, it was somebody else. So we'll work on identifying her, Dr. Allen.
Well, I was just curious because it's just interesting to me what's going on in New York City. I have a theory what may happen there. You know, the Republican candidate, I think there's only one Republican candidate for mayor at the general election.
Mm-hmm. That's Curtis Sliwa, who has been a perennial candidate for mayor in New York.
Yeah, that's because there are only 37 Republicans in the entire Manhattan area.
Well, there have been Republican mayors before.
Yes.
Rudy Bloomberg, before he turned Democrat, he was a Republican.
Rudy? Rudy Giuliani, but there you're looking almost 2.5 decades ago. So New York has pretty much slipped into that slide into socialism, much like Chicago has. Much I think that San Francisco is there with London Breed, the mayor of Los Angeles. And there's much more involved as well. All right, Dr. Allen, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that, as he wanted to know who was the identity. By the way, Maryland's tech tax starts Tuesday.
So special.
Okay. 3% tax with limited public input, final weeks of the 90-day session. They slammed this down. Remember, they were talking about a business-to-business tax.
Yep.
And they compromised on the 3% tech tax. So the full list distributed by the Comptroller's Office this week. 3% will apply to video and audio technical streaming support, cryptocurrency mining, game server hosting, software design and development, archiving music, movies, photos, and news clippings. Exemptions were added for cloud computing software, qualified cybersecurity business. Of course, that in the Maryland Discovery District. For instance, if you're a Zoom client, okay, if you you already paid a sales tax on the digital product that you downloaded,
right.
But if you use it for video and audio conferencing, which is what Zoom is for,
yes,
there's an additional 3% tax. If you just have it, you bought it, you never use it, okay, that's one thing. But if you actually use Zoom, it's going to be another 3% that you're going to have to pay for that as well. And by the way, state and federal governments are exempt as they are from all taxes.
Sure.
Yeah. So just saying. Starts on Tuesday. Tim Kyle is busy. And I told you this was going to happen. Folks were going to, you know, need their air conditioning when it got really hot, and they turned it on, and it didn't work. In fact, Pat McDonough was here last on Monday, and he said his air conditioning didn't work. So, again, you really should have Tim Kyle come out, service it, check it, make sure that your filter's been changed, make sure you got the proper amount of coolant, make sure that your coil is not freezing up, any number of things that can go wrong with the air conditioning unit. Tim Kyle will come out, check it out, service it, refill it with coolant, whatever it needs, and then you'll be good to go for the rest of the summer. They also have wonderful electrical work, interior, exterior, landscaping, and this winter, that'll be great for your heat pumps and your furnaces as well. So call Tim Kyle, 410-876-9404, 876-9404. Online, timkylecompany.com. Coming up next, big day, huge day at the Supreme Court. We'll check in with Zach Smith at the Heritage Foundation. It's 8:30, time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Maryland's heat wave ends for at least a day as a cold front moves through the area. High temps that hovered around 100 earlier this week are now expected to be about 80 today, with a chance of more scattered showers or thunderstorms. The heat is expected to increase again over the weekend. Highs in the 90s, muggy conditions, and a heat index that could make temperatures feel like 100 degrees. The Maryland Department of Health has announced a preliminary state prevention plan and firearm violence data dashboard. The dashboard and plan are critical tools, we are told, that will help to reduce gun violence across the state. City police investigating a Thursday afternoon shooting in North Baltimore. Victim shot in the 5400 block of York Road about 3:30 p.m., taken to a hospital in critical condition. Homicide detectives investigating due to the severity of the man's injuries. The body of a missing boater has been recovered from the Magothie. Maryland Natural Resources Police say the body of the 25-year-old woman was found yesterday afternoon after she was last seen Wednesday evening. The woman's vessel was found unmanned and anchored between Gibson Island and Dobbins Island. Personal possessions on board. Investigators are working to determine the woman's cause of death. Families of five students who accused a former teacher of sexual abuse are speaking out after his acquittal on most charges earlier this month. Attorney Therufik Narajan joined the families yesterday for a press conference at Severna Park Elementary School, where Matthew Schlegel committed the alleged abuses. The families say they're outraged by the system failures that allow the injustice to occur. Schlegel was found not guilty on 18 of 21 charges. He may face another trial. and the IID of the Maryland Attorney General's Office investigating the death of a man in Baltimore police custody. The man approached an officer on a cruiser, West Franklin Street, North Franklin Down Road, about 9:30 Tuesday night. Police say the man appeared to be suffering from a mental health crisis. He walked the roadway several times. They put him in a leg restraint and cuffs. EMS was called. While they waited for EMS, the EMS did not show, and they had not arrived at 10:30 p.m. They took him to the hospital. He died there, unfortunately, about 3:30 in the morning. 8:32, next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and nice weather has finally arrived. That means it's time for flip-flops, sandals, and sneakers. But for some people, it's the season for painful feet. To avoid foot pain, we recommend the right arch supports in your shoes. This is where the Good Feet Store comes in. Don't cut corners with your feet this summer or during any season. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
After I decided my pain was too much, and my doctor actually suggested that I do visit the Good Feet Store. Pretty amazing when they put the arch supports in your shoe and you realize there's not pain, and you think, how can this arch support in my shoe make my back pain go away? But it works. It was incredible.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by.
786, your pick three lottery number. Your pick four is 7489. And now, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck on the Beltway is just out of the camera range. It's on the outer loop before you get to the bridge at 795. And we've been looking at some of the cameras in that area, and we're not seeing a big backup towards Reisterstown Road. But if you're traveling south from there, definitely a heads up for that. The inner loop looks a little better now at Park Heights Avenue over towards Greenspring. So it looks like finally that's starting to recover, though at Greenspring from there to the JFX. Still some very heavy traffic on that side. As you eventually go past the JFX, the pace is better. Both the Harbor Tunnels recovering nicely from some earlier problems at the old Harbor Tunnel. 95 is clear. There was some police activity northbound on 895 after the Steel Bridge off to the right side. It had created just a little bit of a backup through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We have another chance of scattered showers and storms. The storms will last off and on throughout the day. Otherwise, it will be cooler with high temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, we drop down to the low 70s with another chance of showers and storms. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Jasmine Lomax for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Guess what? Discover's accepted at 99% of places to take credit cards nationwide. You heard right, 99%. If you don't think so, maybe it's time to face facts. You're stuck in the past. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report, learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. As the Birds prepare for a three-game set with the Rays tonight, teams still fending off questions about their offensive output over the last week. Three times in the last five games, the Birds have been held to no hits late into the game, sixth inning and beyond. Manager Mancelino defending his lineup.
So, in terms of accountability, I think when you see how these guys prepare every day and how they go about their business and what the intensity level is in the dugout, there's a ton of accountability, but it's still baseball, you know, and you have tough nights at certain times. So
Tomo Sugano will take the hill tonight against Ryan Pepio at 6:35. Pepio, you'll remember, struck out 11 when the Birds were in Tampa 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, despite being 12 games under 500 at the 80-game mark of the season, the Birds could have two starters in the All-Star game. Phase one voting is over. Ryan O'Hearn leads at DH. Jackson Holliday in second place at second base. NFL has made its decision on Justin Tucker, a 10-week suspension on the former Ravens kicker, beginning August 26, ending November 11th. Tucker is still a free agent and is eligible to be signed by an NFL team. So when did Derek Queen know he was being traded from the Hawks to the Pelicans? Queen at the NBA post-draft press conference.
You know, right before the 11th pick was called,
Bill Duffy had came over and said it, and then my mom, everybody started clapping. I was just like, keep cool, don't make it too hot.
And Queen also announcing his selection on LinkedIn, writing, I'm happy to share that I'm starting a new position as a professional basketball player in New Orleans. Can't wait to touch down and greet the fans. NASCAR is at Atlanta Motor Speedway for the Cup and Xfinity Series this weekend. And speaking of NASCAR, they took a small ratings hit for its Prime Video races, but the audience skews younger. Prime Video averaging 2.16 million viewers across its five NASCAR races, down 15% from a year ago. And finally, the newest craze in Seattle is buying merchandise that has the words, the Big Dumper, on it. Promoting Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh, who's putting together potentially the greatest offensive season by a catcher in MLB history. The Big Dumper is Raleigh's nickname, given to him in the minor leagues by a former teammate because of his strong physique, especially his backside. Hence the nickname, the Big Dumper. And that is the week in sports, my friends, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, Memorial Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 837:23 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Big day expected at the Supreme Court of the United States. Joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline is Zach Smith, Senior Legal Fellow, Manager of the Supreme Court and Appellate Advocacy Program at the Heritage Foundation's Meese Center. Zach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Zach.
Of course. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Yeah. So the two cases, obviously the number of cases, you don't have time to talk about them all, but Trump versus Casa, and this was born out of the birthright citizenship executive order, district judge blocking it, putting a nationwide injunction on that order. What are we expecting here today? Are we getting a ruling on the birthright citizenship merits, or is this really going to be more on the nationwide injunction side?
I suspect it will focus more on the nationwide injunction side. The way this case came to the court was a little bit odd. It didn't follow the usual procedures. So there is the possibility, but I think it's probably a remote possibility, that the court could address some of the birthright citizenship merits itself, but that's unlikely. If you listen to the oral arguments, if you look at the way the case was briefed, the overwhelming focus of this case has been on this issue of these so-called nationwide injunctions, where single federal district court judge anywhere in the country, there's over 670 of them, purports to stop the administration from taking an action against anyone at any time, at any place. It's a very broad power that's been unknown for most of our nation's history. It's frustrated the Trump administration in implementing many of its policies, and so I think this decision today is very much anticipated and will be very important for many of the administration's policies going forward.
Let me point out the obvious, Zach, and that is, should they come back and say that, no, you can do it for your own district and nobody else's, then that would mean that the executive order on birthright citizenship would stand everywhere else in the country, correct?
It could potentially, but keep in mind, there are a number of challenges that have been brought to this executive order on birthright citizenship and many others as well. In fact, this case at the Supreme Court is a consolidation of three different challenges. The other thing that's important to remember, if the court simply deals with this injunction issue, if they stay the injunctions, if they simply say, no, this order can stay in place while litigation continues, it wouldn't resolve the underlying merits of the case. It would simply allow the administration to enforce its policy while the litigation continues in the lower federal courts.
With this ruling, let's say it's a favorable ruling for the Trump administration, would this ruling affect, because I know President Trump is suing 15 Maryland district judges for, again, interfering with the immigration executive board. Would it affect his lawsuit, all these judges?
No, it likely wouldn't affect that lawsuit because of the slightly different procedural posture that suit is being brought in. But look, I think that lawsuit against the 15 Maryland judges, this case involving birthright citizenship, many of these cases involve the issue of injunctions. An injunction is simply an order by a court for someone to do or not do some action. It's supposed to be extraordinary relief. Injunctions are typically, they're very hard to get. They're supposed to be very hard to get because they can alter the status quo. It's essentially, in this case, a federal judge telling someone that they can't take an action, and if they do take that action, then they can be subject to contempt proceedings, potentially criminal contempt proceedings. So it's very serious stuff. And yet, in Maryland, what the district court judges there did is they essentially said anytime someone's subject to a deportation removal, anytime the Trump administration says they're going to deport someone, if that person files what's known as a habeas petition, essentially a petition asking to review that that deportation order, then an injunction is automatically going to issue in that case. The judge doesn't even look at it. They told the clerk of court to go ahead and issue an injunction to stop that deportation from happening for a certain period of time. That's an extraordinary use of the injunction power, and so I think that's why you're seeing the Trump administration filing. It's equally extraordinary lawsuit against these Maryland district court judges.
Yeah, do you think that this would limit or eliminate the practice of judge shopping, which has been going on now, to find these judges to impose these injunctions?
It would certainly help combat that problem. Look, the reason you've seen so much, discussion about, what forum certain cases are brought in is because you have judges issuing these nationwide injunctions. And I think it's worth emphasizing again, the idea that a single federal district court judge could bind the administration anywhere in the country by a nationwide injunction, that is a power that has been unknown for most of our nation's history. These nationwide injunctions, they really didn't become prominent or start to take place until the last 15, 20 years. And it's also shocking when you think about the overwhelming majority of nationwide injunctions that have ever been issued in our country's history have been issued against Donald Trump and the Trump administration. So this is a recent phenomenon, and I think it's one that not only is the Supreme Court going to look at in this Trump case as well, but also one that members of Congress, Chuck Grassley, Mike Lee, and others are recognized as a problem, and so you're likely going to see potentially some legislation on this.
All right. More with Zach Smith on the Mahmoud versus Taylor case coming up in just a second.
8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck?
All right, some late slowing on the Beltway, still there. Hartford Road on the northeast side. The interloop through Pikesville has been there for a long time this morning. Still there. Gets better after the JFX on the interloop. The west side, keep in mind, there was a wreck kind of crowding the left-hand lane on the outer loop before 795. And then from about Liberty Road south to Route 40, it's still slowing in that area. And then after Frederick Road, much better down the hill towards 95. We did recover, had some debris in the old Hartford Tunnel, 895. At one point was backed up to O'Donnell Street. That's improving. 95 is clear at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That construction area underway now. They take away the right lane southbound on 83 as you're traveling south of the Maryland Line, single lane, and there is a backup now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, scattered showers, storms today, 78. Right now it is cloudy and 68 in Columbia, 70 and cloudy in Annapolis. On our newsmaker hotline is Zach Smith, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. We're talking about a big day at the Supreme Court today. The other case that caught our interest, obviously, is a local one, and that Montgomery County, Maryland Public Schools there came up with this policy where they were going to introduce LGBTQ-themed materials and so on and so forth, and without parental consent. And there was no ability. Previously, parents could opt out. If you're Muslim or Jewish or Catholic, whatever, you objected to these materials, you could opt out. They took that opt-out away, and that's now percolating at the court and a ruling today. What do you expect to hear and or see in this one, Zach?
I'm hopeful for a favorable ruling for parents, and I think it's worth emphasizing. You know, when you talk about the curriculum that was being implemented in Montgomery County, it was pretty an aggressive curriculum, particularly aimed at very young children. Often, you know, some of the things that came out in discovery I found particularly troubling. They had young children being taught their ABCs using Pride theme materials. There were storybooks being used in very young elementary school classrooms that talked about different sexual fetishes, lips chains, all kinds of very age-inappropriate materials, and yet these were the things that Montgomery County said parents could not opt their children out of participating, even if parents had a religious objection to their children being exposed to some of that material. And essentially, Montgomery County said that parents couldn't opt out their children because Montgomery County officials should get to decide the educational content of what was being taught in schools, and that essentially their will should override the will of the parents. Now, this is, I think, obviously a wrong point of view. I think if parents, at a minimum, want to have an opt-out from certain materials, they should be able to have that. And again, if you read the tea leaves from oral argument, I think many of the justices were very sympathetic to that argument. So I'm hoping for a favorable result in that case today. There's also, in addition to the Mahmoud case that you mentioned, another very big, very important free speech case out of Texas, so where essentially Texas tried to impose age verification requirements on certain adult websites to make sure that children were able to access them. A group of pornographers brought a challenge in front of the Supreme Court saying that violated the First Amendment. So that'll be a very important case as well, as more and more states grapple with how to protect children from being exposed to this very graphic, very age-inappropriate content.
Could not the parents of those kids, I'm just playing devil's advocate, could not the parents of those kids, would not the argument be they can install a child lock on their computers?
So, yes, absolutely, and that is essentially what this trade group representing these pornographers argued. The problem with that is that many parents have found those blockers to be ineffective. Obviously, there are many avenues today for children to be able to access the websites, whether it's on a mobile phone, whether it's on a computer, whether it may be at school or work. And so, essentially, the state has argued that studies have shown that filtering is, you know, it's better than nothing, but certainly is not as effective as maybe it was 5, 10, 15 years ago, because the ways to get around those filters are so much more pervasive.
Yeah, particularly when mom and dad, their password is password.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's right.
Zach, are you at all worried about Justice Amy Coney Barrett? Revolver has done a piece on the number of times she has agreed with the more liberal justices on the court, like Sotomayor and Kagan. In her first go-around, it was like 39%. Recently, it's more like 82% of the time she has ruled, she has written opinions that are least likely to support President Trump and most likely to agree with the other justices. Does that concern you?
Well, certainly. Look, I think we want all the justices to do their job and interpret the law, what the law says, and not impose their own opinion. So I'll wait and see, you know, what all the justices decide. I will say, based on oral arguments, I'm hopeful in the Mahmoud case. I'm hopeful in this free speech versus Paxton, the case out of Texas I was just talking about, that, you know, certainly Justice Barrett seemed very sympathetic to the parents and the state of Texas in those cases. So we'll have to wait and see. We have seen a couple of cases come out that have had odd ideological splits. You may have the Chief Justice and Justice Gorsuch siding with the liberals. You may have Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Thomas in some cases kind of splitting off. So, you know, the justices don't always vote in these monolithic blocks of either conservative or liberal or what have you. But look, certainly I have been disappointed with several of the justices and the way they have voted in several of the cases over the years. But we'll have to wait and see what happens later this morning.
Very good. Big day today at the court. Well, about, you know, we expect those rulings around 10 o'clock this morning. Zach, thank you so much from the Heritage Foundation. That's heritage.org. Zach Smith, we'll talk to you again in the near future.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Day 50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Now, hear this.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, the latest on the big, beautiful bill and Iran and Israel, the always great Mary Walter, Tony Kennett of the Daily Signal, and from Hollywood, Christian Toto. Plus, the dangers of cannabis, edibles, and gas station heroin. Yeah, it's a thing.
And remember, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
Thank God, it's
the Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot as we move toward wrapping up the week in a couple of minutes. Kim Klasick begins. Kim Klasick Live. She'll stop in and chat with us for a few. Boy, she has planned on the show. First, though, it's 8:53. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Charles?
There's a late problem coming into Annapolis. It's a vehicle fire that at one point was fully involved. It looks like it's out now, eastbound on Route 50, coming over towards Davidsonville Road. And right now, it looks like only the inside lane is squeezing by. So anybody eastbound from Bowie and you're coming in towards Annapolis and you're working your way across 50 trying to get over to the Severn River Bridge or the Bay Bridge, big backup there right now, and the cleanup really is just getting underway. So a single lane backed up pretty good right now. The westbound side is dealing with it, and it's not too bad through there. There is some leftover slowing in and around the Beltway. Nothing major right now. There was a wreck in the city in the last half an hour. That was at Eastern Avenue and the ramp at I-95, and the JFX on the bottom end had been just a bit slow. 83 southbound, it's construction. They're blocking the right lane. They begin right at the state line. They go down through the ramps at the 439. So that's the reason for the problem there. Single lane to the left on 83 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a cloudy day today. Showers, storms throughout the day. 78, 71 tonight, and then the heat and humidity return tomorrow. 92 with afternoon storms possible. 69 right now in Middle River. It is 67 in Bel Air. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You're all dressed
good.
Up.
Yeah. Dressed up?
Yeah.
Am I? No.
Am
you know
I?
What? I've never
oh, this whole thing?
This dress here. Yeah. You're right. You're yeah. right. Thank
great,
you
great
so
show
much.
Yesterday. Great interviews with
yeah.
oh,
the senator
you.
From Pennsylvania
tremendous.
And George Santos. So
yeah, thank you. I'm going to get those up online individually, so hopefully people will share them as well. Of course, we're going to talk about Madani again this morning. I saw more videos that were coming out, circulating, and I was shocked, but not too shocked, when he described violence and crime as a social construct. And I am just, if New York screws this up, oh my goodness, could you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that advocates global intifada.
Yeah, I know.
It says there's enough money for everybody. We just have to figure out how to distribute it properly.
Right.
That means you have money, I'm taking it and giving it to somebody I like better.
Yeah. He's smarter than all of us, apparently.
Yep.
He's got all the answers. We're going to talk about that. Also, did you guys hear where 50 Cent was offering him money to drop out of the race?
No, I didn't. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
It was like $250,000 or something like that. And some people were like, man, 50, that's not enough. Get this guy out of here.
Yeah, really.
So,
what
did
they expect? They nominated a guy that, you know, put COVID positive patients back into the hospital, killing 5,000,
right,
and then was, you know, they had to resign in disgrace because of sexually harassing state troopers and this stuff. I mean, what were the Democrats thinking?
I know. It was terrible. But, you know, a lot of people, like they said, I would still have chosen Cuomo over this guy.
Yeah. Oh, now they have Eric Adams, who's running as an independent.
Yeah. Well, that's the big question of the day, actually. Would President Trump's endorsement hurt or help?
Interesting.
In New York, it would probably hurt.
Yeah. So, but, you know, when I had George on yesterday, he was saying that it could possibly help, but not too much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how you play that. What if he endorsed Mom
Donnie? He called Mom Donnie a commie lunatic. So,
in the nicest way.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. Obviously, good news with the Francis Scott Key Bridge. We're expecting a demolition. That's exciting. And then Rush Limbaugh. I saw Charlie Kirk.
Yes.
He brought up an old clip. Oh, you saw it too.
Yes, I did.
Limbaugh Law.
Good stuff.
We're going to go over that.
Yeah, people will really enjoy hearing that.
Yeah. No, I love it. So we're going to go over that as well. And everybody misses Rush.
Yeah they do.
Everybody does.
Speaking of endorsements, I wanted to get every once in a while, I like to surprise you with a quote from Michelle. My Bell, Obama. And here was the latest in her podcast.
It's about what he needs as a grown man in the world. That would be...
You should have threw a boy in the mix.
I would. I'm so glad I didn't have a boy.
Yeah.
Because he would have been a Barack Obama.
Baby Barack, it would have been amazing.
Ooh, no, I would have felt for him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But who calls their husband Barack Obama? You know what I mean?
Punchy.
I would have said it would have been like my husband. I don't know if I would have said.
Yeah, but she says that she didn't want a boy because he would have been like Barack Obama.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, he is difficult, I'm sure. So you don't you don't want to raise up Barack Obama. But yeah, I think everything is pointing to, you've been on this, Sean.
I know.
Great investigating.
Yeah. I know. Everything's pointing to ever since the night that the guy drowned up there at Martha's Vineyard, I have sensed there's something off there.
There is something off. There was something off with the story on where they were.
Well, it was off when they were sitting in the pews of Jeremiah Wright's church.
Right.
That's true.
I have nothing but admiration for him for that. If you can actually sleep through that many sermons. My hat's off to you, man.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All right, Kim is coming up next at 9 o'clock. We'll be tuned in for that. By the way, Pete Hegseth ran into one of his own, Fox News' Jennifer Griffin, yesterday, and it went like this.
It's about highly enriched uranium. Do you have certainty that all the highly enriched uranium was inside the Four Dome Mountain, or some of it, because there were satellite photos that showed more than a dozen trucks there 2 days in advance? Are you certain none of that highly enriched uranium was moved?
Of course, we're watching every single aspect, but Jennifer, you've been about the worst. The one who misrepresents the most intentionally.
What the president says.
I'm familiar.
Report about the ventilation shafts on Saturday night, and in fact, I was the first to describe the B-2 bombers, the refueling, the entire mission with great accuracy. So I take issue with that.
I appreciate you acknowledging that this was the first the most successful. Mission based on operational security that this department has done since you've been here. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So we're looking at all aspects of
Let's just say they won't be sharing Thanksgiving dinner together.
Exactly.
Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.